Blog Talk Radio.
On the air, everywhere, it's the Dr. Prepper Show with number one best-selling preparedness author, James Talmadge Stevens. On this show, you'll learn more in an hour than some people learn in a year. As the economic and political climate in the United States continues to deteriorate, now more than ever, it pays to be prepared. Get a friend, grab a chair, sit back, and please give a warm welcome to your host, Dr. Prepper.
Well, good evening. It is Dr. Prepper, and I'm hearing two programs. Tess, I always use it as the test. I guess you're hearing me. Yeah. Okay, great. I think someone there. Hello, Proof, are you there? I'm hearing two things. Hello. Tess, would you show me that I'm on? Oh, good. Okay, great. Oh, Larry, you're there. It's a little confusing having to be my own, my own operator, board operator. Larry, can you hear me? I don't know what the problem is here. Hello.
Yes.
Oh, there you are. Okay,
yeah,
I'm having to learn
the
board.
Yes, here I am.
Oh, good.
Okay, I had to refresh my screen on the chat room.
Both of us.
Because it keeps
pulling a switch over.
Well, it keeps putting up Gorilla Radio, and I'm like, okay, that's not right.
Yeah. Well, the neat thing about Blog Talk Radio, I don't know if you heard the announcement, the first time I ever got to play it, I just don't do backroom stuff and try to talk. Can't talk and think at the same time. My wife has always told me that, but I have proof of it as I that's not negative proof either, I guess. It is such what it is. Today, I just wanted to, it is the, it's 11 o'clock here in the Central Daylight Saving
Time.
Yeah,
you're up late.
Oh, tell me. And I start at 4 in the morning. I usually get up at 3:30 and get to the office by 4. And it just, I'm pretty ragged by the end of the day. I took a nap, I think, earlier today, mid-afternoon. Of course, missed a lot of phone calls. But today I wanted to, we just finished last weekend a couple of shows. One was in Arlington, Texas, and it was the Self-Reliance Expo. Heard some good remarks about that. And then there was one in Phoenix. It was called the Arizona Prepper Fest, Prepper Fest AZ, Prepper Fest Arizona. Where are you traveling this week?
Did anybody at the Arlington one come up to you from Texas Preparedness Group and tell you hi?
No, I didn't go to the show.
Oh.
I didn't go. It was there. I did not go. I cannot be. I get too old. Larry, I'm getting old. I'm getting tired of this stuff. I've been doing it since 1974. It's getting a little
old. I thought you were going to go, and I had people go and look for
you. Oh,
it.
I appreciate it. Well, I had planned on going, but I have a volunteer job, and I work. I do a food bank on Tuesdays and Saturdays, and I'm up really early, and I get there at 7 o'clock, and I get home about 10 o'clock. So they're long days. I'm doing too many. Wednesday is just is agony because my days are really long, and I'm getting to the point where I wear out quicker than I used to. I don't recoup like I used to, and you're in the prime of your life. I'm past prime, not subprime, I'm past prime. So
I'll let you know a little secret. I get tired, too. This truck driving job. Man,
I
put in 100 hours a week.
Oh, I don't know how you do it. Of course, I used to drive from here to California, from San Antonio to Sacramento without stopping. Two big gulps an hour is what it took. Those were the days. And I had a nice chest and fresh Coke, all, you know, always ready to pour. And pop the top back and let the air flow over my, you know, hold my hand up and divert it through to my face to keep me awake at night. It was, I'm glad I don't do that anymore. There's a big show on the 18th. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, that doesn't get you across country, though, because that means you have to stop all the more.
No, I've been really fortunate. I have very, very, very good kidneys.
Huh?
And then I started having kidney stones regularly, and I quit that stuff. So it was one of those things. You know,
poison.
As life
okay.
progresses, things happen. That's just all there is to it. So I was going to say that there are some shows coming up this month. A couple of them. One's going to be in Dothan, Alabama. And that's the first annual Outdoorsman and Survival Expo. So if you're driving around there, Larry, you might want to drop in on the 18th, 18th and 19th, Saturday and Sunday. And then the next one is the Living Ready Expo, and that's being put on by the Living Ready magazine, along with the big knife show simultaneously there at the Cobb Galleria Center. And in San Diego, that same weekend, there's a self-sustainable expo, and it is a big one. It's for 2 days, the 25th and 26th. In June, however, there is a huge fair down in San Diego that runs. It's supposed to run all for a whole month. 2.5 million people supposedly go to that. In the interim, Mother Earth News is having a big show up in Puyallup, Washington, just outside. I think that's close to the airport.
I know where that
is. Seattle.
I go up there. I deliver up there. Yeah.
Okay, so it's south of Seattle Airport, I think, as that goes. And then in the end of June, 2 months from now, is the Doomsday Expo in Denver at the Colorado Convention Center. So we'll give them more detail as that comes along. A few shows. There are others. I don't get them all.
Hey, is that one in Denver? Is that the one that's right there off the I-70?
Yes, yes. It's the one that's kind of downtown. In town, yeah. That's the one.
Right.
It's a pretty nice place.
Okay.
It's fairly large. They do the horse show there every year, as I recall. So it's a fairly big place. So lots of things happening. One of the things I wanted to have you hang around, because I can't, you can see with the extended schedule I have on Tuesday night, and I don't get home till 10, totally beat from shuffling food around all day and helping people out to the car with their packages and things. You're on Thursday nights, Tuesday and Thursday, was that right?
Yeah, Tuesday and Thursday, and you have the Wednesday show.
Right. So it's just too many nights too late, because if I go to bed at 1 o'clock and get up at 3 o'clock, 3:30, I have a long, really, really long, sad day. And we're going back to press with Make the Best of Basics. Tomorrow it goes on the press for its 30th printing, and in its 12.5 edition. We can't say 13th, so this is a 12.5, and it's a reprint, and it's going to be a pretty fantastic book. It has a 12-page insert in the middle, full color, help people find resources. So I think they'll like that. And they can go to make.
Hey, you know Vince, don't you? USA Prepares?
Vince Finelli? Sure.
Yeah. You ever go on his show?
I've been on his show a couple of times, from his shows. I think last year when I was in Mesquite, I was on his show, and then when I went up to Springfield, I was on. I did a show with him. He just finished. It's 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. He had his USA Prepares up in the Springfield, Missouri area.
Does a radio program too.
Yeah, he does. He's on the same channel there. He's in Dallas. He's local in Dallas. On a couple of AM, FM stations, and then he's also on one of the Republic or somebody's internet radio or shortwave. Same one Alex Jones is on, whichever that is. Alex is just up in Austin, you know, just, 75 miles away. I haven't got to meet him or know him yet. He hasn't invited me to be on his show, and he's too busy to answer my email, so that ain't going to happen. But it's okay. You know, interestingly enough, on the I own the Preparedness Radio Network, and it's 28 show hosts broadcasting just preparedness information, education, etc. And we just crossed 3.52 million downloads, and we still have a month to go before we finish our third year anniversary. So we're pretty excited about that. We're getting a lot of people listen and like what we're doing. The other night I interviewed Lisa Bedford, the survival mom, and we had 46,000 people download that show in the first day. Pretty exciting stuff, you know, because we fight so hard to get a few people in the chat room, but we look at our numbers and see how many of them are following, you know, the podcast, or they're picking it up from iTunes or from somewhere else, or just going to the archives. And that's always exciting to see that many people are picking up your information. And I had one lady get 76,000 downloads in there. We're not talking hits here. We're talking listening to the full hour because it doesn't click. It doesn't count unless it clicks it turning on, and at the end of the show, it clicks again. And that's a download. We're on somebody else's platform,
cool.
Blog Talk Radio, just like Freedomizer is for its broadcast. But they then feed it by RSS over to their website so that people can have a normal transaction and can poly process. It's hard to do that on Blog Talk Radio's thing. But it's really nice to be able to do this for people. And I do about 3 shows a week, early morning, about 6 o'clock in the morning. So my days are long. And it's after a while you get to where you say, you know, if I miss a morning, will I die? I don't think so. And you just have them and you call in and say, I'm not going to be live today. Just play one of my recorded sessions. But we don't do live anymore. See, Freedomizer is all live. We've gone to all podcasts or all recorded sessions because it's hard to do. We do so many interviews. Almost everybody interviews somebody on every show. And by doing that, it's hard to get people to show up at 6 o'clock in the morning for an interview or at noon Thursday, which is what I used to do, noon Thursdays.
So
and, of course, that's
of
right
it,
across from the
none
chicken.
Of it is, none of it's live anymore?
No, we do it all by recording because not, we can keep a schedule so much easier. And, you know, Blog Talk Radio is forgiving. Little glitches where there are 2 shows going on happens all the time. But we can control it because we're not locked into the hour. You know, you can take a 3-hour block, so can we. And it'll keep on going if you have memory. So it's left in your or bandwidth, as you may call it. So there's a lot of forgiveness in Blog Talk Radio. That's what makes it such an interesting opportunity to talk to people, because you can just be down home. You know, you put your earphones on, you clip your telephone to your shirt pocket, and you can walk around watering the plants or whatever you want to do. I've heard toilets flush while people are talking. All kinds of strange things go on Blog Talk Radio because it's not CBS. And the FCC is not watching it quite as carefully because it's Internet. So if you say naughty words, it's up to you. You know, it's between you and your maker, not between you and the FCC. So it's a whole other world. And they have R-rated and X-rated stations on Blog Talk Radio. I've never been to one. Don't intend to go there. But it's amazing that they have access and allow people to have that freedom of speech, which is don't let the Obama administration find out about it. They'll want to take it away from us. So anyway, it's kind of fun talking on the radio. It's fun to have you on because you always have such great ideas. You always distract us from what we were thinking to get on the new path of thought.
Speaking of which, guess what? I got somebody actually away from using Teflon and using cast iron.
That's good. Yeah, we haven't used
Teflon. I'm
getting
her over to the other side.
We haven't used Teflon, I guess, for 12, 15 years. When we moved here, we decided we wouldn't do Teflon anymore. And we also got rid of the microwave. It was an adjustment because we had it for all that for so long. So easy to fry an egg or cook an omelet in Teflon, but you learn how to do it with this new technology, with the stainless steel. You just have to learn how to control the heat. So I bought me one of those platters. You know, I was going to tell Proof about it. It's a magnetic induction. It's on TV all the time. And I just couldn't resist trying something new because I have the old coiled electric system that's been there in the house since you know when. I want to convert to gas when I get rich. May never happen, but the thing is, we have gas in the house. In fact, we have gas lighting fixtures and gas heaters in the wall. That's how old our house is. Having been built in 1929, it has a lot of throwbacks in it and no insulation, so it's a kind of fun place in the summer and even more fun in the winter when it gets chilly down here. So anyway, I bought a magnetic induction plate and have been using that to cook on. I should have bought two or three of them. If I'd known, I would have gone ahead and gotten an extra one or two, because it cooks fast, saves energy, and there's virtually no heat except the reflected heat off the pan. But you do have to use iron or steel. You can't use a copper. You can't. Like my Revereware, it doesn't work because it's not steel, and it's not iron. It's mostly tin and copper. So
what about cast iron? Can I use cast iron?
Oh, yes.
On this thing?
Oh yeah, sure.
Stuff?
Cast iron's fine. Yeah,
it'll heat up cast iron good and hot.
Oh, absolutely. It'll take it to 475 degrees. You cook anything at 475 degrees. But you can cook. I can cook my rice in about 15 minutes. It's really fast, and it'll burn, but if you set it at a certain temperature and says it won't burn at that temperature, it won't. It's digital, and it goes by 5 degrees. I mean, you can hone it right into somewhere, you know, five degree reading. It's really, really good. And when you take your pot, if you use it and take your pot off, it turns off. Well, the only heat in it is reflected from the pan above it. So it's been a really good, and it leaves a little electricity, about a fourth as much. Now, I don't sell them, so I'm not, I'm not even going to tell you brand name.
I was going to ask you, how expensive are they? Because,
$100 for the tub. It's $100. It's $100, and they'll ship it free. And if you, they'll ship you pots and pans, and I got some of those fondue kit. Well, I don't use it for fondue. I use it for other things, for boiling large. It's a larger pot, but you can use that for all kinds of things. And they're specially made of steel with a thick bottom, so that it transfers the heat. But if you, here's the interesting.
Well,
you
does it get hot? Does it get hot on the bottom?
The pan will, but the surface line is plastic. It's
okay, because I was thinking get one for the truck, and because I right now I have a portable electric burner, a hot plate,
a
dual burner, and that's how I cook in my truck.
How many watts do you have? You plug it into
one side
inverter?
Is a warmer. It's a 900. Yeah, I plug it into the inverter.
Oh, that's plenty.
One side's 900 and the other side's 1500.
And you can run them both at the same time?
Yeah.
This doesn't draw a lot of electricity. It's magnetic waves. And it has a rheostat of some kind. I don't know how it works. I'm not going to take it apart to find out. But it's plastic. And so since it doesn't get hot, you could put it on the seat of your car or truck.
It would be on the shelf cabinet in the sleeper. But I have a 5,000 watt inverter, and the peak is 5,000. It only runs continuous 3,000.
Yeah.
It's a heavy duty inverter.
Yeah. Even wide open,
cool.
There's still magnetic waves that are heating. It's by vibration. So it kind of mimics the vibrations that you get off the radar waves. But it's not radar waves. It's magnetic induction, and it has to have the steel. If you have a steel spoon or an iron, a steel spoon, and you put it in, the spoon will get just as hot as the pot.
It won't work with glass then.
No, it has to. No, it's magnetic. It gets that pot vibrate. You can't. It's vibrating
right.
Such high speed. You don't know.
Gotcha.
But you can take it in a hotel room with you and use it. as long as you don't do long-term boiling. But if you want to cook
right.
breakfast or something like that, or like oatmeal or grits like I do, I mean, those are the kinds of things you can, they don't have any real odor about them. Fry eggs and make bacon, obviously everybody's going to know. But it's really easy. It's 110, just plugs right in, and you can dial the speed, and it'll keep things warm for, you know, at whatever temperature you choose. Great for boiling eggs and things, and it's fast. It boils really, really fast, which saves a lot of energy, and that's the important thing.
Oh, they're asking if you have a website.
Yeah, I don't. Again, if it weren't so late, I could probably think. I can. It's New Wave. That's it. New Wave. NUWAVE. You see it all the time. If you do any night TV, it's or early morning TV, it's on every channel virtually. New Wave. It's a New Wave cooker, and they have a flat plate, and they also have one that does turkeys and things like that. It's the same technology. It's just two different applications, two different shapes that they work
so
with.
So they have an oven type as well?
Yeah, New Oven is called, NUOVN. Huh?
Oh, man, I have to check that out. I could get one for the truck.
You could, yeah. You can literally put that in the floorboard and drive as you go if you want. I mean, it would be safer in the floorboard than on a shelf. But, yeah, you could...
Holy crap,
you can do.
That would be awesome. I'd have an oven and a hot plate then. Heck yeah, I'd be styling.
Yeah.
Because I don't go home very much. I'm out on the road for like 2 months at a time.
That's great. This will work.
Yeah.
I mean, literally. And I know you can sleep in the truck conveniently, but I know you stop every once in a while just to get a rest, you know, get off the road, stop the vibrations.
Well, so, you know, I do park, but I have an extra set of batteries. I have 8 batteries on the truck. I have 4 for the engine to crank over, and then I have an auxiliary power unit, and those are 4 batteries that they run in parallel, but they're a little bit bigger than my truck batteries.
Well, since
you're
organized, let me tell you how we use it. We put it in the car when we take a 50-foot extension cord. And so we stop at a picnic area, and we can cook right on, you know, you got enough cord to get over to a table. And it worked fine. And you can just kind of, you can have a big smelly meal, you know, onions, and do a Denver omelet and everything with all the, you know, and cook really wondrous stuff because it cooks very fast.
Heck yeah. Yeah, I could
just plug it into the truck, get your long
car
inverter,
and run it outside and have a picnic.
Yeah. You see, you learn to be resourceful when you're a prepper. So, yeah, we've taken it and hooked it to the car. We have an inverter in the car, and we were able to run it just over a 50-foot cord right over to a picnic table and sat there and cooked our meal on the it's a single burner, you know, but it's round. It's about the size of a pizza and about 3 inches thick. In its mass, it's really neat, and it's plastic. You wipe it off, wipe it down, and put it back in a bag and leave it. I didn't get the bag, but you can buy the bag. Good, New Wave. Check it out; you'll like it. It's got a lot of stuff. Now they'll try to sell you everything and its twin brother when you call, because they'll sell you pots and pans and fondue sets and all other, you know, and a carrying bag. And
well, they won't
get
very far with me on
and,
that.
And there's
I'm
more.
Cast iron at it.
Right. And there's more. If you buy one, you get one.
Now, that would be okay with me. That's all right.
Yeah, really. It's nice. It's really nice. It comes in what looks like a pizza box. It really does.
Now, if they do that with the oven, too, buy one, get one free, I'll go for that,
they
too.
They do, actually. They actually do.
Oh, my gosh. I'd be in just total truck driving heaven. I'd have one in the house and one in my truck.
That's right. Carry a spare. What was it our friend said? One is none and two is one. So you get 2 for 1. Yeah, great.
Now,
check out
do they have those at Amazon, do you think?
Probably.
I'll look for them.
Yeah, I just buy them straight off the site because it's free freight. You get the 2 for 1, and they'll offer you a whole bunch of things. And they do have a what they call a diamond Teflon finish product that you can buy, and it's really a hard plate thing. Apparently it's not like Teflon, it's something else, but it mimics Teflon. You've seen the ads on the old green
tire.
Yeah, I know. But cast iron's fine. It'll work on cast iron. Yeah. It has to be ductile, and iron is.
You know that Lodge also makes their own high-carbon steel skillets now.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
You know,
and you season them like you would cast iron, and if you don't want, like, you know, be lifting heavy stuff all the time, that kind of comes in handy, but, you know, it's not going to replace, you know, a Dutch oven or anything like that, but, you know, for sautéing or something like that, it's cool.
Interesting. I'll have to get back on it. I've been so long out of the saddle. I've just not been into this stuff at all. It's amazing. Well,
you don't cook anymore?
Oh, I cook a lot. I just keep it simple. I don't keep up with technology much. But this came up. I kept watching this. Remember, I'm up at 3:30. Get out to my office about 4. So while I'm fixing my breakfast and taking my vitamins, and I have to have a span between it, so I'll go watch the early morning news on Fox, and every once in a while I'll switch over somewhere else, and there's the ad, and I kept seeing it. It took about 6 months for me to get up the courage to call, and because I knew it was going to be $100. I ended up spending about $250, but I got 2 complete sets. So, you know, I had Christmas presents for the kids, which worked out really well. Yeah, so it was fun. And it's a learning process, learning how to do things. If you went out and bought a magnetic induction range, you know, it's a mortgage. And it's just like the new washing machines and dryers. You can't really afford them almost anymore. It's amazing how much they cost. I remember they were $195 a piece, and the washing machine was $295, and the dryer was $195. Now that pays the tax. And you talk about they're $1,000 and $1,300 a piece. Of course, they're gorgeous. You know, they're Cadillacs or Rolls Royces, as the case may be, and side loading and all the things that we don't have. But boy, they're expensive. And I'm just thinking, whoa, don't do that. Just don't get into debt over a washer and a dryer unless it just totally falls apart on you. So the world has changed a whole bunch. It's,
hey, Doc, they're saying that the website that you gave, it's under construction, newwave.com.
Yeah. Huh. Interesting. Must be putting, well, it's first of the month. Maybe they're putting up a new deal. But that's what I'm sure that's what it is, New Wave. I don't have it here. I'm out in my office and not in the house, or I'd go to the kitchen. I'd walk into the kitchen and find it for you while I'm on the air. But I can't do that. If I walk away from it, I'd have to leave the mic open. All right, so it's about time for us to come up with an ad. So before we get into the real meat, of course, that's meat for people who need it, right? Because we found out something you can use. That's a good thing.
Yep. I want one.
I want one. I got to get me one.
Now, one for the truck and one for the house.
Absolutely.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. And,
saves on
you know,
power,
you get
too.
Yeah, they'll give you one if you buy one. I'm trying to figure out how to get the ads done. Give me a second while I work out the board here, because this is all news. I have a full-time producer on my program, because I cannot talk and try to read the text over here. I guess I got to learn. How do I make that thing go? I'm lost. Where's my gal when I need her? Cheryl. Cheryl's going to teach me how to do this. I can't find an ad. You remember how to do that?
Renee always runs a switchboard. She's on the phone. No. Renee, raise up your hand and help him.
But I'm not on. There we go. Okay. Well, we'll just keep talking. We'll just keep talking, and I'll figure it out. How about that? I'm supposed to be looking for this and for that, and all I can see is the one page. I can't get it to scroll. Oh, shoot. It's so frustrating. It is really frustrating to be. Maybe this is what you do. I type in there. Sorry, folks. I'm just trying to figure out how to make this thing work. They just kind of said, you're on your own. And I appreciate being trusted. I just have a hard time understanding. Okay, here we go. It didn't give me anything.
I'm telling Renee to call you.
Okay, that's fine. I'm it says if I search for Friederizer Radio, there they come, but it's wrong. Well, let's talk about some of the things going on. You're on the road. Where are you this week? Where are you now?
Right now I'm in El Paso. And then after this, I'll pick up a load of nuts. I'm going to the nut house. Little joke there. Literally, Azar Nuts,
oh,
I guess?
Yeah.
And
where are they? Is that in Arizona? Where's their home? Where are you going to pick up? I know they're all over.
Here in El Paso.
Oh, okay. I didn't know this where the home office was. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
You found that brand all over the country.
Well, yeah, and I take those up to Costco in, actually, Pyatt in Washington. And let's see, Kent, Aurora. It's a multi-drop load, and I get paid, you know,
that's
per
great.
Drop as well as my miles. So it's a good run.
That's good.
You know,
if you go I-10 west through Arizona, you go through an awful lot of nut country. Amazing, just amazing the size of some of those nuts.
Well, no, I bypass. I go up on a diagonal.
Uh-huh.
I go up into Albuquerque, and then just north of Albuquerque, take US 550 up through Farmington, Shiprock, and then go up through Cortez and Salt Lake City, and then go up through Boise and all that, and then up into Washington.
Yeah. Well, it's an interesting life. You get to see a lot of the country time and time again, don't you?
Oh, man, I got to go up to the Northeast and see some really beautiful country. And last time my trip, I went to Delaware and then went up to Baltimore. Went to Baltimore to pick up, then go up to Buffalo and stuff like that. But sometimes I'll get time off. And I went to, you know where Lake George is up in New York?
Mm-mm. No.
I had a trip going up there, and they didn't have a reload right away. And I said, hey, how about letting me have a couple of days off, man? And it's like, all right. So I took a few days off. This is, I don't know, a couple of years ago. So I've been with this company for almost 5 years. Anyway, so, you know, I parked the truck and told the truck stop where I was at. I said, hey, can I leave my truck here? He said, yeah, sure, we'll keep an eye on it. It's a mom-and-pop place. And I rented a car and went bebopping around and did the tourist thing up in Lake George. It's real nice.
Is that up in the center of the central New York?
Yeah.
Up in the Lake Winnebago area?
Well, it's over by the Vermont border.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. That's it's north and east.
Great. Yeah, it's a real beautiful country.
Yeah. Well, hold on. I figured it out while you were talking. I read the instructions. So I'm going to play a couple of three ads here. I'm supposed to use 3 minutes. So if everybody will hang on, we'll pay for this program. And then we'll be right back with the Dr. Prepper CPR, Critical Preparedness Resources, for those of you who are trying to become prepared or just wanting to get better prepared. Be back in just a moment. I have Larry as my guest today, and we'll be talking more in just a few moments.
We are so pleased to announce ESP Botanicals is now sponsoring Freedomizer Radio. They have a bath and body line of products made for keeping your skin beautiful and healthy, but it's also for psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, and dermatitis treatment. They are meticulously prepared skincare products made from the best botanicals available. Committed to buying only from the growers when they can and using the highest quality cold-pressed oils, botanical organic additives, the best steam-expressed essential oils, and the least processed carrier oils that are available in today's marketplace. Pamper yourself or someone special in your life. Give the gift of beautiful, glowing skin. ESPBotanicals.com. Thank you so much for supporting us at Freedomizer Radio.
Hello everyone, Proof here again. I want to let you know about our brand new sponsor, Silver Leaf Tea. Now as you guys know that have listened to me for years, I am a tea aficionado. I have hundreds of different flavors and styles at my house, and Silver Leaf has exactly the kind of stuff that I look for. I love loose tea, great antioxidants. I just love the taste of it, and this Silver Leaf has black, they have green, they have white, they have organic. Great for hot tea and iced tea. Silver Leaf Tea, it's right on our website, freedomizerradio.com. And check it out and order it. Silver Leaf Tea. Hello again, Freedomist. Proof is here, and I want to talk to you about a brand new soda maker called SodaStream. Now, the Proof House has had SodaStream for about a year, and we love the thing. We use it quite often. With SodaStream, you can have fresh-made soda in seconds. One of the big things we like about it is that there's no high-fructose corn syrup and no aspartame. There's over 60 flavors, or you can create your own. Not just sodas, they also have iced teas and energy drinks. Here at the Proof House, we make egg cream sodas all the time. Some other facts to consider here, there's no electricity, no more wasted bottles and cans, and the most important thing is that it tastes great. Keep in mind, too, this is a perfect family present for Christmas, or, hey, just surprise the family with something great. Also, for a limited time, there's free shipping, so go to freedomizerradio.com and look for the SodaStream link, and I hope you check out the product. That's SodaStream right on freedomizerradio.com.
Well, all right, we're back. This is the Dr. Prepper CPR talk show on Freedomizer Radio. That's CPR, Critical Preparedness Resources. And what we're trying to do is come up with some of the things that are rather unusual that might help you be prepared or get better prepared for the uncertain future. Tonight I have Larry standing in to give me a hand. You know, Minister Ken used to be my foil. And it's really difficult for me to just talk, like a lecture at a college. It just doesn't work for me. So it's good to have you on. I thank you for taking the time, Larry, to share your
You're
email.
Welcome. No problem.
It's good. It's really good. I like talk radio. I don't like confrontational radio. I find some of the talks, listening to Hannity and some of the boys, I think Rush Limbaugh gets a little confrontational, and Hannity and O'Reilly, if they just be kind to the people listening. And all the talk shows on radio seem to be very much, they have to be dominated by the host. And I'm thinking, you know, sometimes you can shut up and listen and can learn something. And so that's why I like having others on. And I love callers. We have a caller. Renee. Oh, did she want to be heard? I'm having there's a question.
She was going to help you with the commercial.
Oh, is she in the 541?
Yeah.
Okay. I have a 646. Let's see.
That should be Sarah.
Oh, is that you, Sarah?
Yeah, it is.
Did you have something you wanted to add to our show tonight? We're just having a big time.
No, I'm really, really interested in listening. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Well, there's a question mark by your number, and I'm thinking, okay, what
I
is
didn't
that
do
mean?
That. So I
oh no,
hacker.
I don't think there's
yeah,
one. No, it's there's one by Larry's too. So,
okay.
If you had something to say, I'd listen to it. If not, we'll just put you back on mute, and you can listen. And if you cough, nobody will know but you.
All right. Thanks.
Okay.
Much.
Well, thanks for being there, Sarah. Okay. Sorry, so I'm trying to learn this system. That's all there is to it.
That's
so
cool.
Yeah.
No problem.
All right. I see.
I have
Hello.
Yet to learn how to do it. There's Ren.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Let's see.
She was there a second ago.
She was.
Did you mute her?
I must
Hello.
Have. Hello. There,
there
you
she
are.
Is.
Okay. How you? Well,
hi, Dr. Prepper. I was going to help you try to find that website for the cooker you guys were talking about.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, somebody was looking for the website for the cooker. Do you know? If you know the name, I'll look it up for him.
If you knew the name, we could look it up.
Oh my goodness!
Called New Wave. It's called New. One of them is a New Oven or New Wave Oven, and the other is and their sister, same company, just two different configurations. You know, it's like a two-door and a four-door. I mean, it's the same basis. It just has some different accoutrements that go with it. And the oven came out first. That's why it was interesting. Then they said, hey, this is so good. Why don't we make a flat plate, just a plate burner? And they've done that, too. But they figured out they could make it out of plastic. It's amazing. The thing is made of plastic. Now, inside, I'm sure there's a coil of some kind. But because it doesn't get hot... It doesn't heat up. It's made completely of plastic on the outside. So you wipe it clean with just take a cloth and wipe it off. And it's just the only way.
Now the oven is it big enough to where I can put
15-pound turkey?
That's pretty good size.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah,
you can do a 12-pound ham, I think, or something like that. Did you find the website for it?
Is it in you or is it in Egypt?
In you is right. New oven.
Okay. Yeah, I found that. Okay,
yeah, tell
that's
Larry.
What I need to find so I can put that in chat.
No, it's just a taller version with a cowling around the top of it, but it also does some heating, infrared heating from the top, so that it heats the food all the way through, much like a microwave, but without the microwave, without the microwaves. And so you don't
have a Dutch oven in and leave the lid off of the Dutch oven and just let it cook that way.
Well, it's self-contained. You can cook right in and watch it as it cooks. It's a clear plastic.
But I'm kind of funny about that. I don't use plastic or aluminum or any of that stuff.
Nothing touches it. It is merely. It may be glass. I don't know. I have never. I don't own one. I just saw it. I saw him using it. But the thing is, the food doesn't touch it. It's just a way to hold the heat. And keep the spatter, because it will pop just like anything. It will, if you cook bacon on it.
Oh,
I
love this thing. I didn't even talk about it.
She's already bought
one. There you go.
No, I had one. I love it.
You do have one. You have one. You love it. Okay, great. See, there you go. There's your recommendation.
I didn't know it was gone. I'll tell you why. It broke eventually. And I would have bought another one, but they're difficult to find. Someone gave it to me as a gift. I've had eating disorders all my life, so I've gone up to like 400 pounds. And the thing that I loved about this was that it was not microwave, and that you could make really crispy French fries from organic potatoes in it, as an example. And it made things crispy. And actually, I had one with a glass cover.
That's what it was. Okay.
The maintenance is it, and actually what I've seen, they come out with two or three different models, different ways that the lid goes on it, that seems to be the way that they deal with it, but I lost really like about 40 pounds, which was between my 300 pound and down to the 200 pound weight, and it really helped. When you have that much weight to lose, along the way, and I did it, it happened over a long period of time, because like I said, I had eating disorders where, that's sort of like yo-yo dieting is another pop term for that. I didn't do it that way this time. And it was great. The only bad thing about it is that it uses electricity. That's it. But it's wonderful. I love it. Yeah. So if anybody out there, is having that issue.
Oh, wow. I'm looking at the other one. Bullet just put a picture of one up that has the white top on it. That's pretty good size, dude. I like that.
Yeah.
And it has the handle on it, on the top, with little buttons and stuff. Yeah, okay, you sold me, Doc. I'm going to get one for the truck.
I wonder if they'll send me some. Oh, we could talk about getting bullets next. Finding bullets is getting a little easier. if Walmart's starting to come back in stock more often, so you can buy them there. They're the only ones who aren't gouging, by the way, that I know of for the moment. Their prices are real reasonable. They haven't gone up at all. It's just having them. And you have to get there real early because they don't get a big supply. I'm sure they're rationed and they're having to ration them out to the stores. They don't come in every day.
Doc.
Yeah.
There's a guy in the chat room. His name is Bulletproof RV, and I just call him Bullet for short.
Yeah.
It's a character. Well, he is a character, but it's a person.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well, I figured that.
Bullet thing, I'd make my own.
Oh, there he goes. There's a picture. He's got a picture of it. Yeah, okay, cool. Well, I was trying to concentrate on the back room. Bulletproof RV, for putting that up. Appreciate it. Then there's a Doc 1.
Nice.
Everybody's trying to get in the game here. He says we worry too much about food. Well, you know, at my age, food is all you got left. Sorry. You had to be. Okay. And then this short.
That's between you and your wife. I'm not going there.
It wasn't about my wife. It's about life. I mean, you know, at my age of 74, if I were drinking, then it probably wouldn't be that much fun. I may not live this long. But also, Bulletproof also put up the oven. That has the white top you were talking about, right? Sarah,
The one with the white top, that's the oven.
I had a glass top. The other thing is that I have seen these in the last year or so, like at sort of the large chain drugstores in that bin where they put, you know, these products that haven't sold, and very inexpensively. And it made sense to me because I think the average person looks at it, and that is why this friend of mine bought it for me, because I was going like, sure. He's going, no, you know what, I'm going to send you one. And so it's a lot of people look at it, and they go, I don't really know what to do with it. And they end up frequently, I think, you know, in those bins of quick sale, you know, highly reduced. So this is good, because if people see that, you know, they can go, oh, well, actually, I heard some people who said that it worked really well. And when you want to, texture is very important with food, actually, not just the flavor. But what's great about this is you don't even have to do anything to it. You don't have to, like the potatoes, you don't have to add any oil at all. It was fabulous. Thanks.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. I cook with oil with coconut oil because I want to add flavor. Something.
Attaboy. Yeah, that's a good point.
I use Dr. Bronner's, the unrefined organic stuff that he has.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great.
And I buy it at Whole Foods. I'll wait for him to put it on sale. It's not really a big sale. They're not a couple of bucks off, but I buy those big jars, the large jars of it, and then stash it away. I'd like to get a large quantity, I don't know.
Gallons?
It would be like a gallon. Yeah,
you
gallon
can buy
size.
There. I haven't bought it that way because you can't buy it in the stores. Whole Foods has it. Their competitors have it. There are a number of them. Sprouts is the new name of the company that was owned by, that they bought out of Boulder, and then they spun it back off, and now it's Sprouts. They carry it. I buy the discount.
But not in the gallon. They just have this.
No, they have
the quart
pints.
Jar.
Yeah, pints and quarts.
Well,
but the thing is, but I said you can buy it by the gallon. It's fairly inexpensive when you consider how much you get compared to a quart. I mean, it's like you get a whole gallon for about the price of a couple of quarts, which is really neat.
Yeah, and it lasts a long time.
It does. It does not It doesn't oxidize very easily, and it doesn't burn when you heat it. It has a much higher threshold for smoke.
Right.
I was just laughing a bit at some of the Doc One. He says he soaks his bullets in whiskey because he understands that it's a kind thing to do for those. It disinfects the enemy's wounds when he shoots them. I think that's really kind. That's gracious of you, Doc. Thank you so much.
You don't want him to die of
an
infection.
That might be.
He says his nice side recognizes that it heals wounds. The bad side recognizes that it hurts more. I guess inflicting a little alcohol into a wound. Okay, whatever. Oh my goodness, they do this for fun, huh? See, to me, it's
yeah.
midnight. It's a little late to be carrying on, at least verbally. All right, so moving right along. The important thing
is... You don't know what you missed.
I do not know what I miss or am missing. I think it's important for people to recognize that in all this getting ready, I don't know what you talk about on Tuesdays and Thursday evenings. And I know it's probably as broad as what we're doing here. I stay a little more focused because I have I'm interviewing other people, but I'm just pretending I'm interviewing you guys tonight.
Okay.
Not both of you guys. One of you is a gal. But I always talk about what motivates people to become prepared because it's not something that you do naturally until you get the habits, like anything else. It's like holding your breath underwater. You learn quickly that you're better. And I think what I see, because I've been doing this since 1974, I'm seeing a different attitude towards being prepared now because I think I see a vengeance on the part of the government to beat us into submission. I don't know how else to say it. Maybe there are better words. It's like Obama's trying to make us pay for not doing exactly what he says to do by shutting down resources, the White House tours and things like that. It's just a way of inflicting pain on us, and I think it's such bad management. Maybe have been a great scholar, may have gotten his law degree in it, but he didn't get his milk of human kindness.
James.
Yeah, somebody.
Yeah, I know.
Somebody's passing.
Yeah.
I'm
taking Nessie for a walk. She was looking at me like, I really
oh, yeah,
I
better.
Want to go outside. sorry.
It's all right.
The train will go past. He just has to blow his horn going across that yard crossing. He's going into the yard. I'm not that far from a rail yard. But
yeah.
Anyway, what the thing is with the blah, blah, people are starting to rebel against all this crackdown on the slave population because we're saying, well, we're not slaves. We don't like your attitude. And so he's like, well, fine. You don't like it? We'll just do this, this, and this. But then we start saying, well, fine, then we'll do this, this, and this. And then we'll start having politicians question Department of Homeland Security in public. Deny that you're buying 2.2 billion rounds of ammunition? We'll question you in Congress, and then you'll say, oh, well, yeah, we did call you, kook, but yes, it's real. We did. What gets me to prepping? Well, Doc, I did part of my childhood growing up, with old folks, pioneers, I guess, if you will, and stuff, and farmers. And so I was raised part-time modern society with my parents and then part-time old-time type stuff with, grandparents and great uncles. And so I've always had both worlds. And then when I got older, to fend for myself, I liked the old fashioned way better. That's what got me going, I guess,
I'm explaining this first. Someone asked, is there no heat? Yes, there's heat. It's just concentrated in the metal pot. As opposed to just a lot of heat coming up around it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just explaining that's how it works. So
it doesn't really have a hot surface. What gets
no,
hot is the
only
pot
the only reason it gets hot is because if you use a pan, it reflects heat back onto the spot where it sat. In other words, the plastic will get hotter.
Exactly.
It's more than uncomfortable. But you can't cook on it. I mean, I've dropped an egg on it, just some egg white, just see. And it slowly turns white, but, it's not cooking it quickly like you would in a pan. So,
now, with the cast iron reflecting heat back, will that cause
too much
heat?
No. I've never had it. I cooked some stuff tonight. I took some beef. Dried beef and rehydrated. Then I cooked it in a pressure pot to get it really to plump it up. And then while that was cooking, I cooked some rice on the side, and I threw some cornstarch in it, stirred it up a little bit, poured the gravy back, and made gravy around it. It's like dog food, but it sure tasted good, and put it on top of the rice. And then while that was all, while those were cooking, I threw some of those little carrots that you get, the little mini carrots, put those in a pot. I really like those because they cook quickly. There's no waste. They don't sprout anymore like the others do sometimes, growing hairs on them. I just go ahead and put those in some boiling water for a couple of 3 minutes. And then I throw, when it's getting close to finish, I use just a little salt for flavoring. Then I put into it honey and molasses. Pancake syrup or something to sweeten it up, and my wife thinks it's dessert.
There you go. Molasses is good. There's a lot of minerals in molasses.
Oh yeah, I love molasses.
It's organic.
I grew up on molasses and fresh butter from because we had a couple of cows, and we'd put dairy on homemade butter right there on our homemade bread, and pour molasses on it. Pour the plate. I learned to pour the molasses in a plate. Take the butter and my fork and mix it up. Just put it right on the bread. Oh, talk about good.
I keep molasses in the truck, but I found out that you have to refrigerate it or it'll get mold on the surface.
It's good with honey, too, like that. They call it poo butter.
Good.
They used to call it poo butter, P-O-O.
I scrape the mold off and, you know, what the heck, it's good.
That's on top. It happens in to your food?
No, the molasses. I have to refrigerate.
Oh, yeah, molasses will do that, yeah. But honey won't.
Yeah, no, honey won't. With the molasses, I just scrape the mold off the top and it's okay.
Yeah.
It's just like cheese. You just cut the mold off, and the cheese is still good.
Yep. You just have to get past it. And actually, that mold usually comes from within instead of from. But all you have to do is touch it with your bare hand, and it'll pick up some germs and start to grow. It's a great growing medium, especially as it warms. I hate to get sliced cheese and keep it too long, and it starts doing that. And all it indicates is that when they were cutting it, it was picking up stuff from the atmosphere. Okay. Well, I've got an offer. This is the best thing that's happened to me today, by the way. Thank you, Anonymous 6743. How can you tell how old I look? But she says if I'm looking for a wife, she'd be interested. So thank you very much. It made my day. And I've got 3 minutes to go, so that's the best offer I'm going to get all day. I can tell you right.
Anonymous, you're very happily married.
Over 50
and
years.
And your wife says so. Whether you believe it or not, you're happily married.
I'm content whether I like it or not.
That's right.
Too much. Well, heck, good life's great. And we can just get through it.
Yeah, betcha.
Well, we were going to talk about the major motivator that people have to have is a spiritual reawakening. Or a spiritual vibrancy, if you will. If you don't feel it, if you don't feel that what you're doing is good for you, your family, your loved ones, then it's not going to endure. It doesn't matter how much money you have. You'll see it as a waste of time, energy, and not necessary. But if you get that spiritual awakening, which really sit from within you, you feel it. And if you don't feel it from reading the newspaper, you're not spiritually alive, because I'm telling you, from what I've watched over the last, I've been doing this now 39 years, soon to be 40 years, my book's been out, and I've been tracking this stuff. And it's to the point now that it's not, during Y2K, it was kind of cynical. Now it's kind of desperate, and it seems that the government is doing everything it can to take away from us those God-given rights that we have. And by the way, they weren't given by governments. They were not given.
That's right.
I don't think being taken away from
me. Yeah, a right is given by God. A privilege,
like
a privilege
is
given. A privilege is given by man.
That's right. And spirituality has nothing to do with religion. In fact, I will adjure, which means I would swear to the fact that I know atheists who have spiritual nature because they love their family. think how many atheists have died for their country. They said they believed in no God, but they went out and fought for their fellow man, which is certainly a godly thing.
Oh, I'm sure they, in combat, they said, oh, God.
Yeah.
Because they say there's no atheists in foxholes.
That's right. In combat, there are none. And having been an Army medic, I can tell you that that is true. So it's not about religion at all. Actually, though, Larry and Sarah, if a person has religion, I think it's a set of rules that we impose upon ourselves which improve us, because adhering to those rules is what makes us better people. And it doesn't matter which religion, all religions, that they are should be making us better, or it's not religion. And I believe that good comes from God and evil comes from Satan. And I think our government has more evil than it has good at the moment. That's my take on it.
You can say that again.
Amen, brother. I mean, that's just the way I feel about that. So it just hit the absolute mark. I need to take just a moment, and let's play some more ads. So if you could let me find those.
Yeah, we
want to do that. It's time for me to do that and pay the piper, and then we'll be able to close out without having any ads. So this is the Dr. Prepper Show. I'm being entertained tonight by Larry and Sarah on the phone, and we're talking about...
And Renee.
Yes. Yeah, Renee, are you talking too? I couldn't tell your voice.
I'm still here.
Okay, cool. Great. Everybody's on. The board is lit up, and if anyone has anything they'd like to add or ask, by all means call in. We're going to take a couple of minutes now and pay the piper, and we'll be right back for the Dr. Prepper CPR Show on the Freedomizer Radio Network.
That's right. Stick around, folks.
Y'all hang on now.
Thank you for tuning in to Freedomizer Radio, where we have a 24/7 chat room where you can come and share what's going on in the world with people of like mind. Anything and everything against the New World Order. Dial 347-324-3704 to catch our live show. Beginning at 9 in the morning, Pacific Standard Time, Monday through Friday till midnight, and 9 to 9 on Saturday and Sunday. Take us to the beach. Take us to the park. Take us on a walk with the dog. Only on Freedomizer Radio.
Hello, everyone. Proof here again. I want to let you know about our brand new sponsor, Silver Leaf Tea. Now, as you guys know that have listened to me for years, I am a tea aficionado. I have hundreds of different flavors and styles at my house, and Silver Leaf has exactly the kind of stuff that I look for. I love loose tea, great antioxidants. I just love the taste of it, and this Silver Leaf has black, they have green, they have white, they have organic. Great for hot tea and iced tea. Silver Leaf Tea, it's right on our website, freedomizerradio.com. And check it out and order it. Silver Leaf Tea.
Well, I think that did it. I didn't get the other one in time, so we'll just go on with our show. And maybe we'll throw in one at the end. This is the Dr. Prepper Show on Freedomizer Radio. Dr. Prepper CPR, critical preparedness resources. And you know, you never know which one is going to be critical. In the chat room, someone said that hunger is certainly a motivator. Yeah, I think so.
Sure enough.
Especially if you see your children starving to death or your family. It certainly is a motivator. I'm truly concerned that people don't get the picture from going in the market and seeing what's going on, reading the headlines. Why they can't put two and two together, or one and one together, and get two is beyond me. I don't know what it is. It must be those people who voted for Obama who think that it's going to be perfect. It has nothing to do with Obama. It has to do with times and timing. I think this is all. It's not a plot. It is a reality of what the Bible says. If you believe the Bible, if you don't, listen up, and believe what we believe for a moment, and understand our logic. All this has been forecast as the end times. Now, you have to determine whether it's the end of time or if it's the things that are making the timing bad, or is it really the signs of the times or the times of the signs? We have to kind of decide which it is. But we are seeing things develop. You know, in a typical nation, the nations have, like the Roman Empire, the empires have risen. They lasted about 200 years, a couple of centuries, and then they started to fall apart. We've existed a lot longer than that, but it's starting to look really thin around the edges. And the reason is that people cannot stand not having control. I wonder why they'd want to destroy all the people on the earth, because, you know, real estate only has value if somebody wants it. If you depopulate the earth, the demand for land and for resources goes away, and so therefore, if there's less competition, there's a lower price. I don't understand it.
It's not a matter of money. It's a matter of, okay, you have your house and your land, and you're happy with it, right? You don't want to share it with, you know, a gazillion people, right? They look at the earth that way. It's their home. We're trespassers in their yard. They want to have 500 million people as their slaves to do their things, make them furniture, repair their whatever much call it. And when they're done with you, then you go back to your quarters. And maybe if you're good, we'll give you meat once a year. And it's their attitude. Maybe on your birthday, if you're a good slave, you will get a piece of meat. You know, it's probably rancid, and who knows where it's from, you know. But, yeah, that's their attitude, man. I mean, they're insane people, first of all. They don't think rational. They're megalomaniacs, and they're social psychopaths. And if that ain't a heck of a combination, I don't know what is. And they don't think like you and I do. They look at us as animals. In fact, some of the laws written up, in fact, most laws now written up, when it's written against we the people, they're written up as we are animals. Because when they write laws, in some of their laws, it says man and other animals. And the last time I checked, I'm not an animal. I'm a man made in the likeness and image of God. And that's what you can trip them up in court. You don't use a lawyer that's sold out to the system. You either defend yourself or you get a good lawyer that doesn't like the system. And, you know, but anyway, yeah, these people, they're strange, Doc. They don't.
Yeah. Well, I know. But see, they defy logic.
Yeah.
They just absolutely defy logic. And I guess that's what makes it difficult for me. I try to understand. Bulletproof says, you know, all laws are stupid. Not all of them, but the ones that impinge on our rights by taking away from us what we've dutifully earned certainly is stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly, in the eyes of God, I think it's unlawful. But, you know, that's what's wrong with the world, in my opinion. I honestly believe, in my spiritual sense, that no God would make an earth and populate it and not have enough resources for everyone there. It just wouldn't be godlike. The thing is, man has found a way to disintermediate the distribution and keep it for himself. And as a result, there are people starving to death, and there's food being wasted. On the one hand, people are starving. On the other hand, people are wasting food. Paying. Yeah, I mean, so there's enough. The earth was resourceful enough as a body to prepare to take care of all of us. We've just rookie-dooked everything to the point that those who have, and those who don't do without. And look at the number of children who die from lack of water, lack of food. I mean, you see the late-night ads, and they show you some of the worst-case scenarios. But even so, if you go to the international body, the international groups that do this, that watch this and try to take care, try to deal with it, it's amazing how many children die daily in the world.
At the most, UNICEF only takes 10% of their income and puts it towards helping people, number one. Number two, those people in those TV commercials,
yeah,
they're in refugee camps.
Yeah.
They wouldn't be starving if white man wouldn't have gone and screwed everything up in the first place.
True. Yeah. Well, that's
white man goes in with big corporations, takes their land from them they were living quite comfortable on, and puts them off into a refugee camp where they can't do anything. They put them on a desert and say, okay, now grow food. We can't. It's desert. Well, too bad. We'll give you rice. Well, we can't live
like
this
rice. Indians. Yeah.
Well, and that's what they want to do with us.
Yeah.
They want to put us all in cities and take the land away.
Well, because again, we want to enslave everyone who isn't equal to us in some way, you know, in every way.
I don't want to have anybody be my slave.
You and I don't, because we're normal folks. But there are those who are not only greedy, but they want to control. And I see that happening right now. I see the control issue as the biggest one in government, and that's why it's evil. I don't understand how that many people in Congress can all be together. They never sobered up. We send them to Washington. We elected these people. We hired them. We sent them to Washington to work for us, and they fired our butts.
Their promise, prestige, power, and money.
The thing that Larry was talking about with we are animals, and then you were talking about the frustration with logic, which I have also. But what are they saying? Are they saying that they are not human? Are they saying that, you know, or are
we?
They're saying we are subhuman, Sarah.
But they're saying we're sub. But you see that automatically in terms when you're using logic, that means that. They're saying they are not in that category, aren't they? And what frustrates me, like Dr. Prepper, is are they missing the logic? In that statement, they're saying these people are not human. They're saying, well, then they are something else, and that's the part that people are missing.
You ask a question, let me answer it. They think that they are advanced, evolved human beings that will become enlightened as gods. Their Lucifer is their enlightened being, and that we are subhuman and lower evolved, and therefore, like animals, we need to be controlled.
Yeah, but you use logic, and I'm sorry, subhuman or whatever, human is human.
Not in their eyes. They don't use that kind of logic, Sarah.
I'm asking
These are megalomaniac sociopsychopaths. What part of that don't you understand?
I understand that. What I'm saying is they don't seem to understand that in that statement, if they're going to follow logic, which I just think is a great peacemaker at times, in this case, especially, So what are you? If you think you have control over those who are animals and humans, if you fit in the category of human, you look like a human to me. Are you not? Are you not telling me something? Are you not telling us something about who you are? This becomes really important. Especially when we're talking about,
I explained. They think they're a higher evolved being. They look down their nose at us, and we are lesser than them.
They're not saying that.
Sarah.
That's what I'm saying. Push them to the point. Push them in the corner. I did.
I know. I'm trying to get it across to you. The way they think doesn't match up with the way you, me, or James thinks. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Larry, wait.
See, they are always making it sound as though we are basing that on something mystical. And I'm saying that, no, we're not. We're basing it on something logical.
Well, I know. I'm saying that, you know, they don't look at it the same way you and I do. But I just tried to explain to you, this is the way they look at it. That's just it. They're crazy, okay? And that's all you can really do. Don't try to make sense of it. Or it'll drive you as crazy as they are. And you won't have enough duct tape to seal up your head. So just accept the fact that they're crazy and go on.
What we have is, in order to implement that motivation and to make it valid for us, to make it meaningful, is to actually take responsibility. So, see, spirituality is a gift. You earn it like you do a wage. You earn it by being faithful to some principles. And I think Larry's saying that perhaps the principles of these people who want to rule the world are not the same as the kind of principles that we enjoy or that we subscribe to. But we have to take responsibility. We have not. We've allowed other people, we've let the vote be taken away from us. We've let the vote not count for anything because we gave up our responsibility to government because things are going so well. So we let the government do it. And now the government is coming back and getting its due. It's done its due diligence. We have not. While we let those people take over, I think one of the in comment there, Doc One said, you know, they all have a private. Everybody in Congress has an agenda, and they found out that I think he didn't say this. I am saying this. I think they found out that there's a gravy train there. They're now trying to get out of Obamacare. They've always had benefits exceed ours. So we've elected a new, what do we call it, a different society. They're better than we are. They're royalty. And they go vote. You know, they can do things and say, well, we're not responsible because we're in Congress. We're above the law. Well, actually, they should be judged more harshly than you and me. Because after all, they are representing us. If they represent, no wonder the country's in such a fiscal and physical mess is because people are starting to emulate their leaders, who are grab it and take it and run with it and cheat, lie, steal. And so Americans they're cheating. We read that how many people in Congress haven't taxes? How many people work for the government aren't paying their taxes? Isn't that ridiculous? The people who are that are paid to be our governors are the ones, as a percentage, they're worse off than the population. There's something wrong with that picture. You see, what's happened is that it's not the president, it's not the Congress that's running our country. It's the agencies that they've set up. They've delegated that power to agencies. The DEA, the CIA, the FEMA. I mean, all of those organizations have written rules, and they're implementing those rules, and they're deciding on which IRS is another one. They make up the rules, and then they have the power to inflict damage to you
if
you
IRS
don't follow
is
the rules.
Private. Corporation.
Well, it doesn't, but that's really, you can say that. You can say
that.
No,
they are.
The reality, well, it doesn't matter what they are. It's what they do.
Yeah, I know.
See, so they act like a government agency, just like the Fed does. They act like a government agency. So, therefore, they have the power of the government because everybody else in government is defending them and protecting them. And they make their own rules and their own laws, and then they implement them, and then they maintain them, and then they, enforce them.
And they don't
system,
even know their own laws.
Well, more than likely, but it doesn't matter. They have the power because they use your money and my money to beat you. They use all of our money to beat us. So there are so many things that need to be changed. You wonder where to start. Well, how do you get here? One bad move at a time. Somebody, we need leadership. We need people in Congress who will stand up and say exactly like it is and rally some people around them. But as it is, it seems like...
We're not going to get that, though. The best, and I tell people this, Doc. I tell people, look, you're not going to get the federal government back anytime soon. You're better off working at getting your city council back and your county commissioner and your sheriff back and worry about getting your state back and then nullifying federal powers because the state, over 99% of the time, is sovereign. Now, the state can't go declare war, make treaties and things like that, but anything other than that, the state is supposed to be sovereign away from the federal government. Per Constitution.
Well, for years they've been forecasting fiscal insanity. So many things have been forecast. Somebody mentioned in the chat room that Howard Ruff back in the 70s. I know. I knew Howard Ruff personally. In fact, he's still alive and playing golf down in Utah somewhere, down in Spanish Fork, as I recall. I liked him because he read my book and wrote a great review on it. And last page of one of his editions, he said, it was the best book anybody could get to help them be prepared. It doesn't talk about money. My book is not about money. It's about food, because everybody eats. And as a result, the Basics has done very well. Thank you, and I appreciate all of you who have bought it. It is available at makingthebestofbasics.com. You cannot buy – we can't ship the book for another couple of 3 weeks because it's going to press in the morning for its 30th printing, and it's 13 and a half edition. It'll be coming out in just a few weeks. It goes on the press tomorrow, so we'll have it by the middle of the month, I'm sure, to be shipping. And right now you can buy it on site, and we're giving a bonus for those who want to get it now. So anyway, the book has been good because it's helped people find the solutions to becoming prepared. And the solution is very simple. Just keep on doing what you've always done. Just do it more of it and better. That's really the formula. Everything else is just detail. But if you like food, store what you like, store what you eat, and eat what you store. So simple. The other part of that is use it or lose it. Those are just basics to life. And if we will take the leadership for our own family, take responsibility for our own family, and let the spirituality be our driver, we'll make better decisions, and we'll look out for ourselves. Now, that doesn't mean you got to go shoot somebody, kill somebody, or take somebody else's stuff, or even rebel against the government. Don't worry about the negatives. As I said in the Second World War, you know, you want to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative. So you just keep on doing what you've always done. Just do it better and do it more. Everybody should have some money put away. In the bank today, I actually went in my credit union, and a sign said everybody should have 3 to 6 months cash in savings. That benefits them, of course, in case of job loss or other emergency. Well, that's a good principle. You should have some food stored for at least 90 days, because the people up there in the Northeast went through Sandy, Superstorm Sandy. A lot of them still don't have their homes back. They're living in hotels and rental places, and their homes are, you know, they're tearing homes down so they can rebuild them. A lot of chaos still in the Great Northeast because of what happened up there. They never thought it would happen. But look, when it did, it caught them totally unawares, and it's just billions of dollars of damage. So the only way you can be prepared is to start now. It's never too late to start. You'll probably never finish because you can't prepare for everything. There's just too many contingencies to cover. But if you prepare for the worst thing you can think of, that's going to take you a long way towards having things done. And people say, well, golly, what if I get it and my house falls into a crack in the earth? Well, so what? You know, you have to make every effort you can. We go to college to get a degree and never use it. We take another job that doesn't use it, but we pass the test. We got the sheepskin, and it's just the way life is. There's some things that don't pay out immediately. In the long run, all education is good because it helps you think better, helps you plan better, helps you do better if you use any of the skills that you used in getting a degree, because they're useful. There's useful habits to learn as you progress through education. And so it does, you know, I have a French degree. I have a master's MBA, but I got my early on undergraduate degree was in French, because I want to be a diplomat. Thank heavens I didn't do that. But just imagine that we all learn things that we can use in our lives. And, you know, we're not independent anymore. We are more dependent than independent, no matter how much money we have. Nobody forges his own tools anymore. Nobody molts his own lead anymore or whatever. You know, all that stuff has to come from some process by some company or by some other individual. So we're not the Renaissance men that have come in different ages, that we just take the what's available and mix and match it to get what we want. There's very little creation going on anymore except in some of the digital.
I disagree.
Huh? You have a right.
I have a question about that, actually.
Go ahead. But as a carpenter,
as
you don't make your own nails.
As a carpenter.
Pardon me?
Well, now, no. But now, there were times where I did things Amish style and didn't even use any metal fasteners. I did everything with wood. Now, granted, yes, the saw was made by someone else.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the drill bit.
And it's like
the tools were made by somebody else. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Well,
yeah.
That's my
but
point.
The table, you know, I made the table. Now,
yeah.
With my farm, yes, somebody else made the tractor, somebody made the plow. If it breaks
right.
down, I need a part. Somebody's going to have to make that.
That's
right.
Right.
Now, and this is where the colonial times, once they got established, the colonial people had a true capitalism. Not a corporatocracy. They had true capitalism. You make plows. You're a blacksmith for a living. I grow food. We make a trade. You're hungry. I have corn. I have tomatoes. I have some beef or a pig with really good bacon. Okay, we'll make a trade. I'll give you a little bit of pig, a little bit of beef, a bunch of vegetables, some fruit. How about you fix my plow that got broke on that rock that was out in the field for me, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that was capitalism. Everybody made a living. But then when you got these big corporations, because see, at first, we didn't have a stock market in the United States until England infiltrated and got back in again. And this time, without invasion of military, they did it with men in suits. Because they learned, you aren't going to beat us force against force, because we're going to fight back. They did it in a covert subterfuge, if that makes sense to you.
Well, it does. But you're stretching a point. In today, you cannot be independent. You cannot. You could, but you'd have to have tools because we don't work the way we used to. You can still go to places and mine for gold. What do you call that? But somebody else has already built sluice box. Somebody else already diverted the water. And you just go stand in a puddle and scoop up a tray full of rock and sand and look for little bits of gold. Everything has been... as it were, made corporate anymore. Everybody earns a living off of some service or some product that they supply. And we've become very much institutionalized in terms of going to the store to get the parts and pieces we want. So nobody, yeah, they're making them,
yeah.
But it's all made with machinery. And yeah, you can make a machine, but you have to have a machine to make a machine anymore. What I'm saying is, Larry, I understand the philosophy of what you say, but in reality, we've become totally dependent on each other as a society.
Well, we have for thousands of years.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, yeah,
you know,
for hundreds, yeah. Yeah. But
I mean, even in the time of Yeshua, I mean, you had a carpenter, but for that carpenter to get he had to go to a stonemason for some things, because let's say the house is going to be built out of stone and wood. Well, he would do the wood, but he needed a stonemason to lay the foundation.
Yeah. But he could take a raw piece of, but he did know how to take a raw piece of, take a piece of a tree and turn it into a plank. You know how, but you have to buy a tool to do it. Yeah.
Well, so did he. He did make his own tool.
In those days,
a carpenter would go to a blacksmith.
Yeah.
Well, some of them might, but they did have blacksmiths back then.
That's true. Well, so anyway, understand that it's become a tremendously complex society. And speaking of complex, we're to the end of ours because we're looking at a show coming on in just a couple of minutes. And so let me thank you guys for being on. I appreciate you taking the extra time in your busy day. And Sarah, thanks for being on, and appreciate much its your contributions.
Real quick.
Yeah,
Doc,
go ahead.
What do you think of the Amish? What do you think of the Amish?
Well, I certainly admire and respect them for what they do. But you see, they're getting infiltrated now. They even have shows about how their kids are running amok.
That's all hype. That's Hollywood.
I know it's ridiculous, but it is the way of the world, and that's it's just too bad. I think, well, you know, having lived among them for a while, I can tell you that they are tremendous people. I grew up on a farm, and so I knew a lot of farmers, and it's that kind of a world. So today it's different, and they're getting Californicated like everyone else is what we say. Listen, we're out of time. Thanks for being on. This has been the Dr. Prepper CPR show, critical preparedness resources.
God bless you,
thanks,
James.
Both of you, for being on. Thank you for listening tonight. This is the Freedomizer Radio Network, and we'll see you next week.
Shalom.
Shalom. Here we go.
Thank you for tuning in to Freedomizer Radio, where we have a 24/7 chat room where you can come and share what's going on in the world with people of like mind. Anything and everything against the New World Order. Dial 347-324-3704 to catch our live show. Beginning at 9 in the morning, Pacific Standard Time, Monday through Friday till midnight, and 9 to 9 on Saturday and Sunday. Take us to the beach. Take us to the park. Take us on a walk with the dog. Only on Freedomizer Radio.
Watching the enemy. We have grown in numbers. We have awakened to the truth, and now it's time to take our position on the front lines of battle. I am a pioneer in this truth counterculture. Myself and many others have built the foundation of the Truther movement, and I am honored to take the enemy by its nasty horns. Now that you have woke up, it's time to rise. You have tuned into your exclusive spot for objective journalism, rising against the New World Order.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening. Welcome to Expose the Enemy on this day, May 1st, May Day. Loyalty Day, folks. Loyalty Day. I'm your host, Pierre, co-host Godson Angel. Is here right now. Welcome, Angel.
Hello, how are you this evening?
Oh, fine. I'm just kicking it off right now. I'm really exhausted and tired. The Hackman Show was off the chart, and Steve Quell and V were hitting it, and I'm going to light it up from where they left off, but I'm just now getting started into the opening of the show. So, where was I? Oh, today is Loyalty Day, folks. I'm not going to go on my normal deal on the news reports and stuff like this because you need to know about this. You need to know about what this day is because it's not May Day anymore, folks. This is from IntelliHub. Obama declares May 1st, Loyalty Day. Celebrate obedience to government. By presidential proclamation, Barack Obama declares May 1st Loyalty Day. Today is now officially Loyalty Day, where all the tax slaves of the United States can celebrate their obedience to government. In memory, May Day is in recent memory, May Day is associated with workers, protests, and things of that nature. But it is important to remember that people in various cultures have been celebrating May Day for most of recorded history, far before the Middle Ages. pagan cultures in Europe would celebrate May Day, and even they drew their tradition from older astro-theological cultures. This point on our calendar now means many different things to many different people, and now you can add another one to the list. The following proclamation was made through the official White House website, and yes, folks, I'm going to read that proclamation to you because I'm that kind of guy. I'm tired of the way this regime is doing things and the way the powers that be is just running things on us. But hey, you need to know because Loyalty Day. By the President of the United States of America, a proclamation. In the century since America broke from an empire and claimed independence, our people have come together again and again to meet the challenges of a changing world. We have reinvented our cities with advanced science and reformed our markets with new understanding of the forces that guide them. We have fought for freedom in the theater of war and expanded its reach during times of peace. We have revamped and recovered, and we made ourselves anew, mindful that when times change, so must we. But with every step forward, we have reaffirmed our faith and the ideals that inspired our founding. We have held fast to the principles at our country's core: service and citizenship, courage and the common good, liberty, equality, and justice for all. This is our nation's heritage, and it is what we remember on Loyalty Day. It is an association that asks something of us as a people, to rediscover those ageless truths our founders held to be self-evident and to renew them in our own time. We look back to Americans who did the same from generation to generation, citizens who strengthened our democracy, organizers who made it broader, service members who gave everything to protect it. These patriots and pioneers remind us that while our path to a more perfect union is unending, with hope and hard work, we can move forward together. Today, we rededicate ourselves to that enduring task. We do so knowing our journey is not complete until the promises of our founding documents that made real for every American, regardless of their station in life or the circumstances of their birth. Progress may come slow. The road may be long. But as loyal citizens of these United States, we have the power to set our country's course. Let us mark this day by pressing on in the march toward lasting freedom and true equality, grateful for the precious rights and responsibilities entrusted to each of us by our forebears. In order to recognize the American spirit of loyalty and sacrifices that so many have made for our nation, the Congress, by Public Law 85-529, as amended, has designated May 1 of each year as Loyalty Day. On this day, let us reaffirm our allegiance to the United States of America, our Constitution, and our founding values. Now, therefore, I, Barack Obama, President of the United States of America, do hereby proclaim May 1, 2013 as Loyalty Day. This Loyalty Day, I call upon all the people of the United States to join in support of this national observance, whether by displaying the flag of the United States or pledging allegiance to the republic for which it stands. In witness whereof, I have hereunto set my hand this 30th day of April, in the year of our Lord, 2013, and of the independence of the United States of America, the 237th, Barack Obama. An article goes, what are your thoughts on this recent proclamation? Is this just a simple propaganda campaign, or is this something deeper at work? Does the occult significance of May Day have any relevance to the choosing of this specific date? Either way, now there is another holiday where people in America can celebrate their obedience to authority.
Wow. That's ironic, isn't it? We do with all that,
Yeah. Folks, that was real. That is very real. Feel free to look it up. Loyalty Day.
Well, we've got a lot of protesters out there, too, on May 1st that have been a part of a riot. There's 14 arrested during a May Day protest that turned violent, it says here in the news. Said protesters were throwing rocks at police, but, you know, we've got police also incredibly hurting protesters. What a mess for these people out there are standing up on May Day. Let me look at exactly what the what they were protesting. They were, let's see, they're making it into a war zone. The article goes on to say this is actually breaking news. This is out of Seattle. It happened where crowds of people gathered around Capitol Hill. Trying to see exactly what they were protesting. It was a peaceful protest, it says, but I'm not certain exactly what it was about. And I bet you anything it ties in exactly what you were saying, Pierre. It's about the people trying to take back their country and not tolerating what's going down, not tolerating this, what's happening in this world. People have had enough of what is happening in this world. Absolutely.
The way I feel about this is pretty, I can go on this. I can run with this for the entire show if I wanted to.
Yeah, exactly.
You all remember what I read. You remember what it's about. Read between the lines. For nothing is as what it appears to be. And for everything that's out there that's supposed to be the truth, it's only a half-truth, and the real truth is always covered by lies and deceptions and inveiglement, obfuscation. Loyalty Day, as far as I'm concerned, is just another one of those major crops that now done on a national level, and there is high significance to it. There is high value to it. None of you probably understand what it is fully in its implications, but I'm sure Loyalty Day 2014 will be completely realized in a way that no one really wants, but hey, it's coming our way.
We're not even halfway through the year yet, Pierre. You're correct.
Exactly. Things have already been set in motion to prepare for whatever else is going to be following in the next year. And that's if things are still going to be on the up and up. I doubt it, because I see everything changing before this year is up. At least in the beginnings. But I digress. I must touch on other things, and we will touch on this.
I have a story that I'd like to cover. It's in the breaking news right now that everybody needs to know about. Are you ready for this? Brace yourself.
Break it. Break the news.
Okay. Let's get into it. U.S. Department of Labor hacking incident suspends a website. So the United States Department of Labor spokesman confirms that one of the websites is offline after being targeted by hackers. The DOL program appears to be compromised. The website was immediately taken offline, and the department began working with appropriate internal and external authorities to investigate. And right now, it's saying that civilian advocates for workers sickening during the manufacture process of nuclear bombs says that the site is with the www.sem.dol.government. The site contains data on toxins and illnesses associated with nuclear manufacturers. The web browsers currently show the site as not found on this server, and the website will remain offline until the DOL completes its initial investigation. And at this time, there is no evidence or compromise or loss of information, nor is there any disruption in the DOL services. Very frightening. Prior to the show, my daughter was looking at jobs in our area in the state of Colorado, and guess what she found? She actually found in a job search post where people could be looking for employment right here in my city. And as you remember, I had spoken about surveillance video equipment being put all over our sidewalks now. I mean, we've got surveillance technology that is fixing to be installed all over in my little city. I can only imagine what's happening in the bigger cities. But they were looking for nuclear people who could work in nuclear right here in my city. And I'm thinking, what the frick? Nuclear?
You mean work with, in terms of what work in nuclear technology, you mean?
Anna, what was that? Anna, what was that job post about for the nuclear? Ah, she's got her headphones in. It was actually looking for people who were trained in nuclear, like working on nuclear or not nuclear. Apologize. I mean, me and her were really just trying to process that. What the heck would they be looking for people for that type of job who would know how to work on nuclear devices or continue to, you know, I don't know, assist in nuclear type of programs? And I'm thinking to myself, we don't have a nuclear plant here. So it can't be nuclear plant related. It's got to be actual nuke bombs, nuke technology, nuking. And it really creeps us out very badly, especially since we've been watching the surveillance equipment being dropped every 10 feet on all our sidewalks now. And we've had a lot of snow, so they haven't been able to install them, which I'm thinking to myself that might not be a bad thing. But once they install all of those, believe me, they're going to know exactly where everybody is in my city. We don't live in a big city. I'm not going to give my geographical location, but I will tell you that I'm in the state of Colorado, which is the New World Order hub. It will be. And right out of Colorado, out of my state, our governor right here in Colorado has said in a statement today in the news, Colorado approves of lower tuition for illegal immigrants. Let's just reward them for being here illegally. My daughter is a full-time student. She works too, and she doesn't even get this kind of assistance. Jokingly, at one point in my life, I told my daughters, I had two of them, I told one of them, I said, you just need to admit you're crazy and the government will take care of you, half-heartedly joking. And the other one, I told her, why don't you just get pregnant and you can, you know, get free food stamps and live off the government assistance. You know, I mean, because it's sick what we're seeing. I mean, what is so disturbing about it is when you're teaching your children such good morals. My kids have good ethics and morals and all those things, and they're watching everybody around them break the law, and they've got it easier than them. Point taken is I was going holiday shopping with my kids, and we actually watched gangs just come in and steal all the video games at the store. And my daughters barely had enough money to just kind of pick out one thing that they wanted for the holidays. So what are we teaching our kids here? What's the message that we're pumping out here? That you're a lawbreaker, we're going to give you assistance. There was an article that came out about that very thing. The article was that J.P. Morgan Chase actually makes money off of illegal immigrants on food stamps. Look it up. It's in the news. And it was saying that they make so much money off illegal immigrants that Obama administration has actually gone to Mexico, worked out a deal with Mexico to get all the illegal immigrants over here, get them on food stamps, keep them on food stamps so that J.P. Morgan Chase can make a lot of money. I don't know how it works. I don't want to wrap my head around it. It's really upsetting. But the bottom line was the Mexican government was telling him, you don't even have to qualify. You don't really even have to submit all kinds of personal information. Just get on those food stamps and we'll get you going. It's disturbing. Don't you agree, Pierre? It's like, oh my gosh, you know, trying to put my head around all of that. And I'm trying to raise kids during these times, very turbulent. It's so upsetting. We also had out of here Colorado sheriffs are suspending a course that is called for monitoring Christians. And in this, the bottom line is this: what they're doing with the Christians is they're saying that they're training us. They're actually going to be training us in the persecution of Christians, and this sheriff has spoke out about it and said, I will not be a part of it. The FBI is claiming that the movement includes those that believe in America was founded on godly principles, and Christians who take the Bible literally are called fundamentalists. They're saying that we're dangerous, that we're angry over an ethnic president, and we need to be monitored. Now, I have no care whatsoever what race, any of that. I care about morals, ethics. I really, really do, and I am not for him for those reasons. It has nothing to do with his what his race is or any of that. I mean, I really could care less about that. I look at integrity. I look at morals. I look at ethics. I look at the heart. And I am not a supporter of him because I know in my heart he's not for us or for the people. And he is really stirring up a mess here in Colorado, creating such a civil wars between law enforcement with the gun rights. And now we are targeted for believing in God. We will be monitored. Scary times. Bracing myself for it. And what about you, Pierre? What's going on in California?
Well, California is just messed up. I'm not going to touch California right now, but I'm going to add on to something with that.
Okay.
This was breaking news earlier today. The Pentagon confirms they may court-martial soldiers who share Christian faith.
Mm.
So, by promoting the beliefs and the ideology of Christianity through the ranks with other fellow soldiers, it could be considered a court-martial offense under the Uniform Code of Military Justice. I don't know what to really say about that, because that's a major slap in the face, because faith has always been a part of the military. No matter if you were Baptist, Methodist, Jehovah's Witness, or what have you. So now that the fact that it's gotten to this level, the war against God is being waged.
Yes.
And those that are in charge are not Christian. Those that are in charge are not godly. Those that are in charge are godless, and quite a few of them follow or have converted over to Islam. That's just the truth. And we're looking at the complete destruction of our men and women in uniform, their ability to worship.
Yes.
Whether it be openly or privately. Can you imagine that? Here it is.
See?
It's in your face. You couldn't laugh at this if you wanted to, and I couldn't make this up if I wanted to. But here it is. And it's gotten very, very, very serious now. And I can only imagine what the backlash of this is going to be in terms of those that are within a rank and file that are Christian, that are God-fearing, that are, you know, true Catholics or what have you. These people will now either have to renounce their faith, which I hope does not happen, or they're going to have to hide, or they're just going to have to be quiet. And that's not right.
Yeah.
But yet, it's okay to have a Church of Satan or a Temple of Set in the military.
Yeah.
It's okay to worship Islam within the military, but it's not okay for Christianity. Folks, the war is here. It is here. It is in the open. It's already letting you know what's going on.
Yep.
Already letting you know what is going on.
It's okay to, you know, all this occultism. You know, I want you to think about something very profound. I went to a prophetic end of the world seminar, and how was Rome defeated? We're going all the way back to the Tower of Babylon, and we're reviewing Babylon and how it fell, and how the prophetic powers to be came into play. First there was Babylon. The next one was Persia. And then we saw the rise of the Greeks, which is Alexander the Great. And right after him came Rome. And if you don't think the remnants of Rome are deeply encrusted and we are infested with Roman occultism, you really, really need to research this for yourself. How was the Roman system set up? One of the things that was really interesting to me, how it fell, was Roman customs was getting a majority of the citizens so deeply dependent on it that the citizens could not survive without the Roman government. It was that powerful. One word and key: welfare. The Roman, the way it was that it is at the height of its power, is so many people were what we would consider in today's times on welfare. I found that to be very interesting. It collapsed within its own self. But we still have, and we are deeply infested with Roman occultism, still very much alive. Paganism, if you want to call it that. You can look at how our leaders adjourn into courts, that we see where they make the laws. You still see remnants of the Roman Empire all over the place. A point taken, all the obelisks from Egypt and a lot of the occultism, the ley lines that are all over this world, how they map out their star, their occult doors that they can open up at their will to the people that they bow down to. These people worship the heavenly bodies. They worship the sun, the moon. Get the symbology that's all infested in everything that we have. It's all deeply infested with occultism. But I wanted to point out that the Romans did exactly what they're still doing today, is making sure that we're all dependent on the government, and that is including FEMA camps, welfare systems, food stamps, assistance, and blah, 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 to get you to run to them so you can think that you are being protected and taken care of, with all the while it's nothing but a deep trap, and it is going to trap so many, and what they're already getting in place, what they're putting in order right before us, creating these this Boston bomb thing is one of them. I deeply believe that. Guns were being confiscated in Boston. Can you believe that? I mean, here everybody was a terrorist. This was their city. I'm looking at things since FEMA hired actors to run live terrorist drills in that area. Shocking videos of gun confiscations in their local areas. Just looking at all this news that is popping out in front of you, if you don't think that we are in a room, in a, the most powerful ruler of our ancient times is Rome, and we are still infested with this. Would you agree on some levels, Pierre?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I think the thing that we're going through here, especially with a lot of this occult symbology and stuff that's happening, is designed and geared for their purposes. The people themselves are nothing more than just, you know, the energy to provide that which is needed to make such things happen. Like when this chaos breaks and the deaths go, that'll be all part of their rites, and it'll be all part of their rituals, the things that, you know, they do to try to further their ends, the powers that be, that is. And we're watching that. And we're seeing it happen. And these guys intend to implement that, and they're going to implement it by any means necessary. And that's just my point of view on it. I mean, look what they're doing to our hospital care. Look at the abortions and stuff that's going on. Look at all this stuff, and it's just all playing out.
And that was, you know, you just said the abortion. You know what was in the news today? This is breaking news. U.S. to defend age limits on birth control pill sales. The Obama administration, ha, ha, ha. Let's laugh about this one for a minute. The Obama administration moved Wednesday to keep girls from under the age of 15 from buying the over-the-counter morning-after pill, which is nothing but an abortion pill. But the Justice Department, can you believe this? The Justice Department filed a motion to appeal the judge's order that would make the drug available without a prescription for women and girls and women of all ages. In other words, you know, it's okay. It's just all righty. How do you implement population control? You wrap it up in a mind control that it's good for you, that it's going to be okay.
Modified organic.
It's all
yeah.
right, and it's justifiable. And how do you sell it to the people that are not aware of ancient history? Please, for the love of God, know your history, get some education in where all these things came from. The founder of Planned Parenthood worked with the Nazis. She was an implicator for population control, which was designed to make it look like it was all right to kill human life. She was a Nazi. That is your Planned Parenthood. Now, you would say, well, religious groups have bombed these clinics. Okay, so that's extreme. Yes, that's extreme. What do we do when we're faced with how can we allow such population control? How can we, like our protesters right now, you know, it's not right to throw rocks at police. No, it's not. Do it nonviolently. But you have to realize that everybody in their own frame of mind reaches an extreme that is considered extreme, but on some levels are standing up for what they're feeling is right. Nobody was supposed to die in those clinics. You know, who knows what those people were thinking, but what I'm trying to say is population control is all around us. Look it up. Read about it. The founder of Planned Parenthood was a population control Nazi.
UN Agenda 21 is a
yes.
perfect example of that, of sustainability and the development of society, genetically modified organics. It's all there, folks. All the elements are in place.
And for a lot of you that don't want to believe in God, you don't want to believe in the Bible, you want to say it was just a book and it was just really written and it was carefully crafted, and it's the biggest illusion on the planet when evolution is more real and more fallible and believable. You know what's really interesting is the places that they're in the Bible, they're actually real. You can travel to them. Egypt, Iran, which was ancient Persia, Iraq, which was, I have to remember what it was put, okay? Gog, which is Russia. These are actual places. If you knew your ancient history, you would know what the ancient name is for a modern name for now. These are actual places. These are actual wars. It's funny how people will study Alexander the Great, but not take into accountability. He was the empire that was shortly after the Babylonians. This is factual. It's actually something that we can measure in ancient history, so it's not something that's being fabricated. It's not something that's not real. I mean, whether people want to believe in a miracle, the Red Sea actually recedes and it floods at certain times. What if the hand of God made it always do that after the point when he parted the Red Seas? I mean, that's something. Look it up. It's in your ancient history. All the rivers that are supposed to be drying up, For what reason? For so that people can walk to one another to commence in battle without having to cross great rivers. The Euphrates River is the fourth river out of the Garden of Eden. The great Egyptian Nile is drying up. That's in prophecy. So it's sad when people want to throw God under the bus or throw this whole concept under the bus, but they don't understand their ancient history enough to go, it's factual. These places are real. I mean, it's, you can travel to these places for gosh sake. People stand in front of these monuments that are in the Bible, and people want to discount all of that and want to throw prophecy around that we are speaking of for us that love God very, very much. And they would more take into the account of the Mayan calendar, which, now look at this, the Mayan calendar never played out. We are still in the middle of the prophecy. We've got more, there's more to go in God's prophecy. Wouldn't you agree, Pierre? We've got more to go here before it all really goes down to the final battlement, to the final showdown. And like all great tyrants, Rome, Greece, all of these great tyrants, Nimrod, all of them, this last tyrant, this one world order, it will collapse, it will fall, this will repeat history, but the chapter will be finished. We will be done with the chapter. It will be completed. Just like what was in prophecy that Rome would fall and all of these other tyrants. You have anything to add to that, Pierre?
For me, I'm thinking that the war that we're going to be dealing with here in America is going to be unlike anything anyone's ever seen before.
Yeah.
It's going to use almost every level of technology against the people to suppress, to control, to contain, and to terminate. There are a specific number of people that are supposed to be taken out in order to make sure the population can be controlled.
Mm-hmm.
The powers that be intend to do this. It's not a secret. It's there. You can go look it up yourself on various different sites or Google it, find the information out on your own. It's real. The guillotines are real, like I said before. The four-person coffins are real. The dug up mass graves ready to go. These things are set. It's not for when people die, it's for when they terminate the people.
Yeah, and here's prophecy too. It's prophetically written numerous times. We will walk again. Look at what's happening in the news. Are you watching the news? They are shutting down the airport. Transportation is going to be altered in a very, very big way. They want to say it's all about attacks. They want to say that it's about security. They want to say this and all that, and they want to say all that. No, 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 no. It's about locking people into a certain area, controlling them as though they are cattle, and not allowing free movement. This is prophetic. Think about bombs going off. Think about rivers drying up. Think about global disasters. Think about earthquakes. Think about your highways gone, planes no longer working, borders with military no longer manning the helm and the ships. Our whole life of travel will change, and it is prophetic. We will walk again. We are going to go back to an absolute Stone Age of a society. As we progress with the global disasters, as we progress with war, as we progress with civil distress, police lockdowns, traffic being changed, we're going to walk places. That's how we're going to be moved around. And it happened in ancient history that way. People were migrated, they were captured during war, they were transported, they were all these kind of things. But, folks, we're going to be doing it on foot. Our journeys are going to be harder than they've ever been from what our reality of the way we were raised as children, when we would get on a bike for the first time and we would travel our neighborhoods or just around our little house to skateboard, you know, to cars and blah, blah, blah. So I want people to start thinking about that. They are going to shut down our airports. You mark my word. You're going to be in cars that will be monitored. You're going to be monitored everywhere you go. And if they want, they're going to stop you. And you may lose your car, and you will be walking. If you're not stuck in a FEMA camp somewhere, or you're not stuck being detained and questioned as though you're a terrorist. It's coming. We are still in the remnants of Rome. Let's go back further. That's Babylon. Let's go all the way back to the beginning of the first tyrant on this planet, which was Nimrod. And that's ancient history. Alexander the Great, all these great tyrants, Napoleon, Hitler, Stalin, all of them, these are our modern tyrants that we see every day. Can you believe it? We're looking at tyrants. They're not your ordinary people that are before us. We're looking at great tyrants, and now they're working together for an agenda.
The real power that's in play will be revealing itself. I mean, it's coming. It's happening. And, you know, hey, like I said, I'm not one to bash on ethnicities or any of that stuff, religious beliefs or what have you, but the rise of the Islamic caliphate is a very real thing, folks. It's very, very real, and it is coming.
And Obama supports?
Already, listen to this, already the word has already come that the president of Iran has been arrested.
Wow.
Potentially,
I wonder if they're going to do the same thing they did to the Egyptian leader.
And potentially the spiritual leaders of Iran have also been placed under arrest by their own Revolutionary Guard Corps, because apparently there's another guy out there and behind the scenes that is about to come and, you know, bring himself out into the open. Very rich, very powerful man. A man who has a very good way with words and knows how to manipulate things behind the scenes. Now, if this is true.
Wow.
Because I haven't seen it on the other news outlets. I saw it on BeforeSleep.com. But if this is true, then we're looking at a complete fundamental shift of what's going to be happening in Iran. And we might wind up starting to look at the rise of the new caliphate. It'll start where Persia is, and it will expand from there. It's no big secret that Persia has no love for God.
Yeah.
Yahweh, Jehovah.
So looking at Persia.
Yeshua, Jesus Christ, they have no love for him. They have none. At least that's the way the Ayatollahs are, because they follow the word of Muhammad. You know, this new person will be charismatic and will be running the show. It will be a Middle Eastern descent. There you go. So Iran should be a place to be having your eyes on in terms of things, folks, in terms of who's going to be taking over the reins over there. At the same time, you have, like I said, deflections that are happening. Look what's going on with Syria. That's ready to go in days, if not weeks.
Yeah.
Korea has been, strangely enough, silent for some reason. It's always funny how the switch is flipped to see, well, let's flip the switch on for the Middle East, flip the switch off for the Pacific for a little bit, and then flip the switch off there, and it goes there. At some point, all the switches are going to be flipped on. At some point, the switch is going to get flipped here in the continental United States. And the reality check that people are about to get is going to be like anything anyone has ever seen or experienced. You will literally be in for the fight of your lives.
On
and that's
foot.
Not even tacking on
on foot
here on the West Coast where I live, the imminent seismic activity that will come that will change the face of California, if not parts of the West Coast. What's going on with the East Coast in terms of El Hierro and the Canary Islands issue, and now the Helca. Helca is acting up in Iceland, ready to go boom. All these things are contributing factors for a major oceanic event. The Mid-Atlantic Ridge, the earthquakes that are happening there. All these things have a contributing factor of creating a major tsunami that could sweep in and take out the East Coast.
Yeah.
We have a, on the governmental side, civilian-wise, you have an agency that has no checks and balances. It's called the Department of Homeland Security. They have over 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition. They have now an additional 1,000 rounds for every man, woman, and child in America. Why do they need that kind of ammunition? And it's jacketed hollow point. The military doesn't even have ammo like this, for real. I mean, I was ready to go off on fire on a lot of things. I'm just not burning hard right now. I'm just getting in-your-face common sense, folks. If you want to call in, the number 347-324-3704, we welcome callers. 347-324-3704. We're living in the most perilous of times, especially being Christians, because the persecutions are happening around the world. And what's happening here in the United States is really insidious, because you see, in other parts of the world, Christians are getting beheaded, they're getting shot up, raped, pillaged, plundered, you name it. Over here, it's more insidious because it hasn't gotten violent yet. It's gotten intellectually violent.
And it said that the days be like the days of Noah. What were the days of Noah? If you want to look up scripture and you want to read it verbatim, it said that they were the days of violence. It didn't say immorality. It defined it as the days of violence. And the nations would all be in distress. Can you see the nations in distress? Each state, each city, each country, each nation right now is in distress, whether it's global disasters, whether it's rights being taken away, whether it's starving, whether it's repression, whether it's rights being taken out from right out from under them, and they're always targeting the children. It doesn't matter where you live, your children are targeted. They want your children. It's just in the news again where it says that the Harper schools are speeding up lunch lines using palm scanners. This is freaky stuff. Kids are being forced to have palm scanners right for their cafeteria so they can eat. No.
And kids are the weapon. That's the thing.
Exactly. And they're saying that
they are the weapon.
I'll have to put it in here real quick. It says that the palm scanners work by taking a 2-inch image of your children's vein path, and that's how they're able to calculate your children's lunch program. This technology is $500 per palm scanner. Now, where in the world are these schools getting the money for this? You better believe it's the people that are backing it. School systems are not having to come up with this. Somebody's funding it and providing it. It's no different than the CIA funding and providing a Manchurian project in mental hospitals and guinea pigging on mental health people and seeing if they could do mind control. It's a famous case. It's out of Canada. It's called the Sleep Room. It's real. They were sued. The CIA was found guilty of mind control and cruelty to people in the Sleep Room project, and they were sued in the millions for it. Look it up. So we're wondering who's funding this. You better believe it's the enemy. Not the schools coming up with it. Look at the school programs. They're broke. How in the world do they have $500 per child's handprint to be able to track and monitor these children. The children are always being targeted. They are the weak. They are the voiceless. And they are absolutely discarded by the enemy. It's amazing that you and I even reached adulthood. We have been under this tyranny for a very long time. Amazing that we reached the adulthood that we did to be able to be awake now, to be able to assist our planet, our children, our very lives and the lives of others. Don't you agree, Pierre? It's just amazing because they've always been hot on all of our trails, you know?
It's getting out of control. It's getting way out of control.
And our baby.
We need to go to a commercial break here. Let's get that going out the way. And then from the commercial break, we'll continue. And
let's come back and talk about the Boston bombing, because there's a lot of information coming out now, especially that the CIA are funding it. So let's come back and look at the agenda on that here.
All right. This is Exposing Enemy. I'm Pierre with my co-host, God's an Angel, and we're going to go to advertisers right now. Without our advertisers, we wouldn't be having our show on, and you wouldn't be able to find out the neat things that are out there that you can get that can help you deal with what's going on out there, folks, whether it be food for your mind or, you know, food for the body. Thank you for listening.
This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. Warriors, you are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Read about it in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. Available now at newsstands everywhere. The Sovereign is a monthly 24-page tabloid newspaper featuring incendiary content about life during wartime in the age of Obama. Warriors, keep to date every month. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance, available at newsstands everywhere. This alert is for all you boppers out there in the big city, all you street people with an ear for the action. This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. This is Mercy. Mine will be the last voice you'll ever hear. Don't be alarmed.
Hey guys, Proof here. Guess what? I just got a cell phone. Hey, for everyone that knows me, I'm not a fan of cell phones, but I just signed up with a company called Solavay. And Solavay is offering a plan right now with unlimited phone, text, and web for only $49 a month. Plus, if you refer a friend or two, you get a discounted rate for everyone you refer, for as long as they have Solavay, not just for the first month, but for the whole time that person has Solavay. You sign up enough people, and Solavay pays you every month. What other cell phone company is going to pay you for service? Anyway, go to Solavay.com/freedomizer. That's Solavay, Solavei.com/freedomizer. Learn all about it. Plus, and another kicker, if you sign up three people under you, you'll get another month for free as well. Plus, they're going to pay you cash. Anyway, Solavay.com/freedomizer.
MMA fighter, NASCAR driver, and oath keeper, Jeffrey Earnhardt has given us the chance of a lifetime. On June 1st, 2013, at Dover Speedway, he could drive an Oath Keepers NASCAR, putting Defend the Constitution flying around the track in front of 40,000 live fans and 1.5 million fans in the TV audience. This is the biggest chance in a lifetime to educate a generation about the Constitution that has probably not seen it promoted in any other medium. It's up to us. They only need to raise $3,000 by May 1st, 2013 at midnight Eastern Time to make this happen. Go to oathkeepers.org, that's oathkeepers.org now, and help us defend the Constitution.
We are so pleased to announce ESP Botanicals is now sponsoring Freedomizer Radio. They have a bath and body line of products made for keeping your skin beautiful and healthy, but it's also for psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, and dermatitis treatment. They are meticulously prepared skincare products made from the best botanicals available. Committed to buying only from the growers when they can and using the highest quality cold-pressed oils, botanical organic additives, the best steam-expressed essential oils, and the least processed carrier oils that are available in today's marketplace. Pamper yourself or someone special in your life. Give the gift of beautiful, glowing skin. ESPBotanicals.com. Thank you so much for supporting us at Freedomizer Radio.
And welcome back to Exposing the Enemy. I'm your host, Pierre, with co-host Godsent Angel, here on the 1st of May, Loyalty Day. I'm not sure I'm coming out on the air, but the audio from my end has took a severe nosedive. I mean, I can barely hear you. Can you hear me all right?
Yes.
All right. And I don't know what happened here. It's just like it was just took a dive.
Well, I mean, you got cyber attacks everywhere, hacking, you know. I mean, what could go wrong, right, these days?
Yeah.
As far as technology, as far as freedom of speech, as far as internet, phones, all those kind of things.
It's just on my end. I don't know. Maybe someone's giving me the finger.
Hey,
before we get into Boston, I want to get this little story. It's just a little story, but this is significant. Okay? This was out yesterday on Fox News, titled 16-year-old girl arrested and charged with a felony for science project mistake. A Florida teen with an exemplary record is facing federal charges after conducting what a classmate calls, quote, a science project gone bad, end quote. 16-year-old Kiara Wilmot is accused of mixing housing chemicals in a small water bottle at Bartow High School, causing the cap to fly off and produce a bit of a smoke. The experiment was conducted outdoors. No property was damaged, and no one was injured. Not long after Wilmot's experiment, authorities arrested her and charged her with, quote, possession, discharge of a weapon on school property, and discharging a destructive device, end quote. According to WTSP-TV, the school district proceeded to expel Wilmot for handling the dangerous weapon, also known as a water bottle. She will have to complete her high school education through an expulsion program. Am I the only person here that sees something wrong with this?
Oh, my gosh.
She's 16. She made a miscalculation. That's it. I highly doubt this girl had any real reason to try to do a Manhattan Project or detonate a hydrogen bomb or do chemical warfare on herself or her fellow students. But because of what she did, and this is how science goes, folks, because science is not perfect. Let's get that point clear. You have to go through theory, and in theory you have to go and experiment. You have to do your work, your experimentations, and you have to go through your hypothesis to come out with the end result of things. I'm sure she ran through whatever it was that she was going through the best way she could, but she miscalculated. They all do. Scientists will be the first ones to tell you that they are not perfect people. They're not, except for those that cater to doing some really dark technocratic stuff, but that's neither here nor there. She is 16. She's not part of that elite group of mindless, soulless individuals. This is a girl who was just trying to do an experiment. It didn't go right. and she gets hit with a felony. And then her school proceeded to expel her. So this is what I'm asking people to do. I want you to look her up. Her name is Kiara. Kiara Wilmot, spelled Kilo India Echo Romeo Alpha. Kiara Wilmot. Whiskey India Lima Mike Oscar Tango. She's in Florida. Her old high school is called Bartow High School. B-A-R-T-O-W. And I think all of you who are listening to my voice need to go and protest. You need to file a grievance with this. You don't have to be in Florida to speak your mind. Send email to WTSPTV and say, this is stupid. This is wrong. This little girl didn't do anything wrong. She's a teenager with an exemplary record. And her only fault was that her science project had gone bad.
Horrible.
Email that school. Hammer that principal. And then hammer law enforcement. Find out if it was the police department or the sheriff's department that went down there to arrest her. And ask where were their heads at and why was it so deep up their asses? Possession, discharge of a weapon on school property and discharging a destructive device. And it was just a water bottle, for real? I think people took Boston just a little bit too far when it comes to a 16-year-old girl who's just trying to make the grade. I'm not saying Boston has IQ, but I'm going to go there. Because people are freaking out over pressure cookers. We're going to touch on that. Her name is Kiara Wilmot. She's 16 years old. Former student of Bartow High School in Florida. Contact WTSPTV. Email them. Leave voice messages. Be cool about it, people. Put the venom in it. Stand up for what is right. This is part of the new world order at its most minute level.
Yeah.
Because she has a free mind.
Yeah, or could we? Because we could say it is paranoia on their behalf. Don't think so.
Remember her, folks. Kiara Wilmot. Don't let a good girl get flushed down the toilet because good people let the bad get to her. It was a mistake. Simple as that. Of just a straight mistake. And if you let her fall to the wayside, if you don't say anything, if you don't protest it, if you don't send an email out in concern and in reference to what had happened and saying, you know, this is bunk, she deserves better, then you will learn the meaning of why good people go bad. Because right now she needs all the friends she can have, even though she knows nothing about. She's going to need all the help she can get and she can muster. Her parents are probably overwhelmed. Her family, extended family, is overwhelmed. There's nothing they can probably do. But with the voice of thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people, and spreading the word about what happened to her. And I'm sure there's other Kiara Wilmots that are out there, boys and girls, who've done something similar to this and have paid the price for it. You know who they are? Stand up for them too as well. Get the word out. That's all I got to say on the matter. God bless Kiara Wilmot.
Yeah.
I'm sorry she has to suffer.
Sorry.
But her life, as she's known, as she knows it right now, has just gone completely upside down. Whatever hopes and dreams that 16-year-old girl had has now been completely destroyed. Completely. A felony at 16, folks.
So sad. I was going to say a big prayer, and I've been working a lot, so hopefully I'll have some time to stand up for this girl, you know. Have to put away some time to do that. Today I worked 13 hours. I'm probably after the show going to go to bed, but remind me of it again, okay, Pierre? This is important to me. This is out. I don't know if there's any credibility to it, let's just read it anyway. This is just out. May the 2nd will be a terror threat. That's what it says. The U.S. Army is warning on May the 2nd there's a terror threat. This is out of Fort Hood. Sources said, inside sources are saying this. This would be on the anniversary of bin Laden's death. Anti-terrorist awareness advisors are asking the Army personnel to heighten awareness of forces, protections, and actions of the nations approaching the 2nd anniversary of the death of bin Laden, urging soldiers to be coherent of terrorist-related threats to Army personnel, family, and facilities. This is really scary. Although the memo recognizes that there are no specific credible threats for that's tomorrow, May the 2nd, it does warn that these terrorists may attempt to carry out an attack during or around the time frame of the 2nd anniversary of the death of bin Laden. It's almost like a sick kind of joke, because was this guy ever really real? To capitalize on the symbolism, such as an attack would be present. The memo also suggests that homegrown violent extremists may be motivated by the Boston bombing to carry out an attack, and that they will remain a primary threat. The document lists a number of precautions military personnel are invited to take, including being wary when attending large public venues or being on the lookout for unattended backpacks. And in the memo, it's quite detailed. This actually looks like something that an Army member would have typed out. I'm trying to make heads and tails of it. But it's saying, you know, emergency management plans and implement measures, precaution when attending large scales or mass gathering or public venues, execute random anti-terrorism measures at installments and standalone facilities, review all on and off installation activities that increase excessively to the Army personnel and the general public. I'm extremely upset. I do not understand why Fort Hood is always targeted for these types of activities. Do we think this is a coincidence? Possibly not, but Fort Hood is quite honestly had quite a bit out of all the military bases, from bombings, shootings, to now it's in the news. A possible another terrorist attack will be coming out for us tomorrow. So we're not real sure if this is credible. I just really wanted to read it because I thought it was very interesting. Could we possibly be looking into tomorrow? What will we be waking up as a reality?
Well, I'll tie this on to you on this, and I'll tie it so others can grasp that. Now, I see what you're saying, because I saw this article too. It says the same thing. U.S. Army warns of May 2nd terror threat, right?
Yeah.
Well, what's been planned for this month? Multiple exercises by Department of Homeland Security in conjunction with local law enforcement, whatever, blah, 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 in different cities throughout the continental United States.
Mm-hmm.
Are you following the train of thought where I'm going with this?
Yeah, I am. That's why I had a rant. I'm sitting there going, nothing's a coincidence anymore. So what's the deal, Leo? You know?
So where's the smoking gun going to be? Because you see,
back
there's multiple cities that are in play in terms of exercises that are coming up. Multiple. Not just one.
Fort Hood, a lot of you out there is in Texas. Exactly where North Korea threatened to bomb. And it... tension a little bit. I'm really upset, Pierre, to be honest with you, because my child is involved in this. Child is military, and now
there's not much you can do about that because he took the oath.
I know.
He knows exactly what he's doing. No one forced him to wear that uniform. You support him as the mother.
Yes, I do.
That is unbelievably wonderful, as my mother supported me. I will tell you all a little story here really quick so we can get back to Boston. This should make you hopefully assuage the way you feel. You see, he has siblings, and that's good for him. Well, in case anything does happen to him, the blood still carries. Still, he's your son. It doesn't mitigate loss. It just, he's your flesh and blood. You carried him for 9 months in your womb. You understand?
Okay.
My mom did the same thing as you did, but here's the difference. I'm her only child. I went in with the Marine Corps, full knowledge of what I wanted. And one of the things, and I'm not sure if they do this or not anymore, and it's worth actually investigating, you know, just to see. But you see, there's a thing called the Sullivan Act.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that happened was in World War II, I believe it was a U.S. destroyer took multiple hits from Japanese planes in a battle in the Pacific. I know my history, but this is the one I can't think of it because I'm too bloody tired. But this destroyer in particular had five brothers on it. They were called the Sullivans.
Oh, interesting.
And she took too many hits. The order was given to abandon ship.
Hmm.
One of the Sullivan brothers came up out of the deck as the ship was mortally wounded and she was going to go down. And men were bending left and right, and one of the survivors had ran into one of the Sullivan brothers, and that brother had asked, has anyone seen his brothers? You know, because there's five. Only one came up. The other four were missing somewhere below decks or somewhere on the ship. And the survivor said, no, he didn't see him. And he went right back into that ship. Men were still abandoning, you know, the ship by the orders. And, you know, it is what it is. It's the ship of the lost. You get off to save your life. But see, this man, this Sullivan brother loved his brothers more than anything else. And he had to get them. He had to find them. He had to. So he went back in the ship. At the protest of everyone else, he wasn't going to leave his four brothers. He went on in. Those bolts pulled away in the nick of time because, you know what, that destroyer went under. All five Sullivan brothers perished. No bodies were recovered. A lot of people died. A lot of other sailors had died on the ship that couldn't probably, you know, they didn't make it out or died in action. But five brothers died like that, just gone. That's war. Point I'm trying to make is that the Sullivan Act prevents only children, children that are just, you know, of one, they don't have siblings, it prevents them from going into war. So it would be one thing if your son didn't have you know, his younger brother and didn't have his sisters. Okay? Then the Sullivan Act would affect him. It affected me, but you see, here's where the thing comes in, where you as the enlistee makes the choice right there in front of your parents. I hereby waive that right, knowing full well that if I do die in combat, it ends my bloodline. He didn't have to go through that. It doesn't mean that his situation was any different than what mine was. It just simply means that the odds of carrying your blood is great versus what mine would have been, you know, for my mom. But I waived it. And you know why I waived it? It wasn't because I wanted to be G.I. Joe, though I love G.I. Joe and Sergeant Rock and a bunch of other old comic book heroes and so forth. I did it because I love my country.
And so does my son. He's living the dream. Always wanted to be military. I'm so proud of him.
And
not for what the enemy implements man to do.
You will not have to worry about what the enemy is going to do because you see, your son is blessed as you are blessed.
Yeah, but what it stands for. Defending.
That's understandable, but you need to understand where I'm coming from as a man who wore the uniform. He took an oath, and if he understands oaths very well, he understands the covenant of God with that. You see, that's the one thing, folks, that was never taken away. With all this crap that Hussein Obama is doing, and the retrofitting of the United States military for what's left of it. The one thing that was never taken out was the net oath at the end of it, so help me God, because you swear to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Domestic doesn't make you the enemy, as you make you the civilians as the enemy. The government is the tyranny, hence the government is the enemy. So as with so many things, our leaders, our flag officers, have been taken out by Hussein Obama and the people who back him. Flag officers have been removed who could have put a stop to all of this. They were removed rather quickly and silently. There were those in the field who were enlisted, who saw what was going on with the opium poppy fields and stuff. And we saw the deaths, Ranger Tillman being one of them, one of the most prominent deaths. That was a murder. I'm not saying that's going to happen to your son. What I'm trying to do here is juggle the understanding of what you're feeling and what he accepted as his duty. And at the same time, giving you and our audience an understanding of what it means to wear that uniform when you see the truth for what it is and what that oath really means. Will he make the ultimate sacrifice? I don't know. I don't know what your son will do, because it depends on where he's going to be and what he's got to do. But thus far, from my understanding, based on what you testified to me, your son is protected by the Lord.
Yes.
He will see through things, and then he will hopefully get out of things, you know? But in the meantime, he's going to have to be on his P's and Q's. He's going to have to watch what he does. He isn't stupid. He knows the score. We all know the score. Those that think know the score. The military, and I want to be clear with this with everyone who's listening. I'm not going to be facetious or any crap like this. I mean, I'm going to be serious as a heart attack with you all. We're not robots. We're not automatons like people used to think we were, especially in the 80s. You join the Army, you join the Marine Corps, you're just a robot, you're going to be a baby killer, you're going to do this. No, that's not what we do. Is that how we work? Is that how we function? The Navy doesn't do that. The Air Force doesn't do it. Yeah, a lot of stupid stuff happened in Iraq. A lot of stupid stuff happened. But then again, take in account who sent us there. Take into account the bad intelligence that was provided. Take into account the multiple tours that were going on and no real relief. And look at the drama play out again in Afghanistan, Pakistan. It didn't change. It just went from one geographical position to another. You cannot send men and women into the field, whether it's in the sky or on the ground, doing five tours, six tours, or whatever, and not expect your ticket to get punched at some point. Because that's what happens. That's our mentality. When you burn us out like that. Now, we rotate back and we come home for 6 months, 9 months, or a year. That's cool. That's great. It sucks that we have to go again, but at least we have that respite. But no, you have this thing where they come back and they're told they're going to be here for X time, but guess what? It gets shaved off by half or more or a quarter, and hey, it's time to rotate back again. What are you talking about? We just got back here. I haven't been here 2 months or 3 months. Now we're going back again? Yeah, we're going back again. Guess what? To the same fucking place. Really? And you want to know why soldiers are breaking, why Marines are breaking, why airmen and sailors are breaking. And it isn't coincidence, folks, because there is no coincidence when it comes to battle. There is no coincidence when it comes to war. There isn't. Objectives are plotted and planned even beyond the rank of flag officers. Because, you see, we're beholden to the civilian government. And those powers that be have powers that the military don't have. And these people who wear suits and skirts and their comfortable little offices or whatever, doing whoever they're doing and with their special interests and Luciferian ideals are fulfilling one of the three objectives I told you it is necessary to bring down any country in the world. You divide the country's people, the civilian population, politically, ethnically, financially. You do these things. You create the strife. You implode the country's economy. We are seeing that happen. Right now, it's happening.
Exactly.
And people still aren't waking up.
I have to read this. Are you still on Facebook? This is in the news. And Pierre knows I'll let go of mine.
Let me go with this third one here. The third element is you bleed out the country's military. And how do you bleed out a country's military? You stress them the hell out. You stretch their resources out beyond what they can handle. And you've got everything you need to destroy whatever you want to destroy. I hope I've made my point. Angel, forgive me. Go on with what you were saying.
You have it. It mattered to me. I apologize. Looking at this article, I was just marinating on all that, and the whole time in the back of my mind, praying for my son and all our military, including you, what you've all been through. I saw an article where they're leaving people to die in VA hospitals, you know. And you know I have a passion for this, you know. And it's not just my son. It's just being a humanitarian that I am. But I was looking at the article. I'll have to put it kind of out there really quick. It's a short one. It says, spy or pay up. The FBI is backing bills that would fine U.S. firms for refusing wiretaps. The United States government task force are drafting up FBI-backed legislation that would penalize companies such as Google and Facebook for refusing to comply with wiretap orders. And the new legislation being drafted by the U.S. law enforcement officials refusing to cooperate with the FBI would cost a tech company tens of thousands of dollars in fine, the Washington Post quoted anonymous sources are saying. My daughter gave up Facebook this week. I did not have anything to do with that. My daughter just decided she didn't want to do it anymore. My daughter is quite awake. Too bad I can't have a conversation with my military son. And, you know, and I've always said many times on the show, if you've listened to me, even my son who has a brain injury is awake. My brain injured son knows what's coming. And no matter how some would say he is injured in his mind, none of the psychotropic forced big pharma drugs they're doping my kid up with against my will never take out or ever erase God in his mind. And the fact that of what's coming, he can see it. Wanted to put that out there. If you haven't thought about letting your Facebook go, you really, really are thinking. You are really skating on thin ice. It really worth it. When we are just inches away from losing all of our personal freedom. Why play in the hornet's nest? One must ask themselves. Why would one want to do that? I miss all my Facebook friends. I ran a global cause on there. I enjoyed running a global humanitarian cause on Facebook. I miss it dearly. The price we have to pay for keeping ourselves safe. There will come a time when we won't be, but sometimes we have to ask ourselves, must we play Hornets' death? You know, must we do that? Wow. Interesting how awake people are and the articles they're putting out. And I'm really grateful for, I'm sure, Pierre, you are too, right? Some of the articles we read.
Oh, yes.
Oh, gosh. It gives me faith that we are really not as asleep as sometimes I ponder. Oh, God, if you only knew what was going on around you, you wouldn't be having this type of conversation that is so meaningless. There's so much more to talk about, so much more to converse about, so much more to consider, you know. But I thought I'd throw that out there because I thought it was a really good article. And, God, I pray, I really, really do, that this threat last week and now possibly what could be happening tomorrow at Fort Hood in Texas with the North Korea threat and Texans not going to give up their guns, and this, it's not a coincidence what keeps happening and occurring at Fort Hood.
I'm going to break this down for you and for our listeners. We got about maybe 4 minutes, 20 seconds. Now I'll probably do this in about 2 minutes if I can.
You run for it.
Here's the world according to Pierre. Don't worry so much about North Korea. Don't worry about nukes trying to reach us. Our air defense systems can handle that. However, there is a satellite flying over in space called, I believe it's called KS-13 or something like that. That satellite is unknown. We don't know what it can do. They say it's a communication satellite. Hell, for all I know, it could be an EMP weapon, or it could be a mobile launcher for nukes. But you could thank the People's Republic of China for help building that, because you know damn well North Koreans don't have the sense, the technology, or the brains to build something like that. So let that rest for a moment. Now, on to the other subject of possible nukes. Well, folks, if you want to generate chaos, you want to get the crisis kicking, don't be surprised if a couple of nukes detonate somewhere in some cities. Am I being a fearmonger? No, I am not. I'm giving you a probability. Hypothesis, theory. Maybe the powers that be have some nukes sitting somewhere. Sounds like a Jericho scenario, doesn't it? Yeah, it does, right, Pierre? It is a Jericho scenario. And it makes sense for them to do that because that's part of population control, calling the population, creating panic and making it look like North Korea actually did have the balls fire missile and it landed. Guess what, folks? You'll see the missile as it's coming down. You can't miss it. Now, that's the subject of nukes and that whole deal. Texas, power into itself. Got its own power grid, huge as hell. Gun owners of the world are uniting there. Well, in America, that is. A lot of gun manufacturers are in anti-gun states, have been moving over, thanks to Governor Perry's calling over of people to come on in. The only thing Texas has to worry about, as far as I'm concerned, the only thing we have to worry about is Hussein Obama's DHS, well, Napolitano's DHS, coming on in and try to take control when Texas secedes, and they will. And anyone who's living on the coastline of Texas has to worry about, well, oceanic events, you know, water rushing in, that kind of deal, or maybe the new magic seismic zone that will crack this country in half, creating a whole new facelift for America. But there you go, you got that issue. And as for everything else in this country, people, get your heads out of your asses, get your spiritual houses in order while you can. You don't have a lot of time. Time's out, as far as I'm concerned. By the way, did anybody bother to tell anyone it's Loyalty Day today? I'm not going to let that go. It's Loyalty Day, folks. You better remember it. And if you want to get a good read on that, get George Orwell's 1984. You're going to learn about loyalty really quick in that book. And we got 90 seconds left before we go off the air. That was my wonderful world of Pierre to everyone. Angel, do you have anything to add while we have these remaining seconds counting down?
Wonderful world according to God sent Angel. Just love God with all your heart, soul, and mind. Have faith in what he's got planned. Pray for one another. Pray for yourself. Pray for this world. don't lose your faith in humanity because of the enemy. We're all going to end up helping each other, and that's also biblical, too. God said that we're going to be side by side helping each other get through this, and it's already going, it's already happening. Think about it. Think about the global disasters where you see pictures of people picking up their neighbors' rubbles or assisting them, picking them up, dragging them to safety, whatever. Of God, heart, soul, and mind.
My parting words to everyone with 10 seconds left, at least on the stream for recording, never give up your rights. Never give up your faith. Stay true to who you are. God bless you. Thank you for listening.
God bless you.
We'll be back on Friday. Night all.
Back on the Sabbath. We'll do the refresher to get ready for the week to come. Join us back on Friday from 11:30 to 1 o'clock.
Mind you, that's contingent on nothing stupid happening between now and then.
Yeah.
But we're going to honor the Sabbath as best we can. But that's all contingent on nothing stupid happening. Definition of stupid, look up New World Order, look up Illuminati, look up Hussein Obama, look up the modern world that you live in.
We are to obey the Shabbat no matter what happens. We all need the refresher. Even God knows that. That's God's day of rest. He knows it'll wake up and it'll still be turning. Thank you so much for listening. God bless you all.
For exposing the enemy, I'm Pierre with God's an Angel. Thank you for listening. Loyalty Day is gone. Welcome to the 2nd of May. Let's see how that runs.
Yeah.
Good night, folks.
Night, night.
Hey, guys. Proof here. Guess what? I just got a cell phone. Hey, for everyone that knows me, I'm not a fan of cell phones, but I just signed up with a company called SolarVay. And SolarVay is offering a plan right now with unlimited phone, text, and web for only $49 a month. Plus, if you refer a friend or two, you get a discounted rate for everyone you refer for as long as they have SolarVay, not just for the first month, but for the whole time that person has SolarVay. You sign up enough people, and SolarVay pays you every month. What other cell phone company is going to pay you for service? Anyway, go to SolarVay.com/freedomizer. That's SolarVay, SolarVay.com/freedomizer. Learn all about it. Plus, and another kicker, if you sign up three people under you, you'll get another month for free as well. Plus, they're going to pay you cash. Anyway, SolarVay.com/freedomizer.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.